to the Mana Pool. I would like to apologize now, just in case there's any loud noises in the background, because there are people walking their dog, and Rainy won't have that, and Sam is exceptionally cute, and I'm a throw up. See? It's like she scripted that. Thank you, sweetheart.
Gee, but we're not scripting the show.
Oh, shut up. Hey, the site went live.
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did.
Isn't that great?
It looks pretty nice.
Awesome.
I like it.
I like it.
Yeah, it's themanapool.com.
Makes sense.
Yeah, we've got the first Mythic Consultation, mm-hmm. which is a goofy Planeswalker advice column. Hopefully we'll have Mad Lib soon. Scott's working on that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else we have in the hops? There's all kinds of other stuff.
I have a Mad Lib for Dave today if we want to do it, maybe after the first game.
Yeah, all whatever. Right.
Okay.
So,
just remind me.
In case you can't tell, we're all sitting here at Brian's house, and we're going to play, well, not all of us. Dirk sadly could not join us because his wife is very pregnant, and that baby's going to pop out. Wait, when's the first?
Tuesday.
Okay, so that baby's going to pop out on Monday.
That's Chewie's bet. I missed my bet because Friday came and went, and...
No baby.
Well, my guess, the 5th. I think so.
I think you said the 5th, yeah. Mm-hmm. What do we have riding on this? Like bragging
Nothing.
Rides?
Bragging rides, yeah. Okay.
Oh, jam! Okay, then. So I'm the Chewy. I'm the guy here. And then these are the other guys.
I'm Brian. This is my house. How lovely it is, but you can't see it right now. Just take my word on it. It's very plush. You may or may not hear sarcastic snorts from my wife in the background. She's not a rambler like I am.
Plush? Like a teddy bear?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Haven't you noticed the soft coating of the walls?
Fair enough. Who are you?
I'm Mike, and someday I'm going to be the guy, too.
He's going to kill you.
He's Stinko Man.
And then he becomes the guy. Is that how that works?
He's going to kill me and eat me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of hot.
It's going to take a while.
You calling me fat? Oh, it's not a video podcast. Obscene gestures. Okay, then.
There's a baby who's watching every move.
Hi, sweetheart. Oh, she is, too. Hi, Carrie. Say hi. And Carrie refuses to say hi.
Well, she doesn't have the fine motor control to make the gestures yet, so you don't have to worry.
The baby, not Carrie.
I was like, pretty sure I forget. Yo!
The way you said that sounded a little...
Okay, then, so, as always, we're sponsored by CardShark.com. You should totally go check out themanapool.com and leave us some feedback. Let us know what you think. If there's anything you can see, anything you see that doesn't work, or that needs to be fixed, or that we can do better, or whatever, let me know. And I will say Scott on it, because Scott is the man.
Yes.
Mike experienced this firsthand last night. So we have some magic news.
We have announcing Johnny versus Nicol Bolas. Now, what I find interesting is that there are two versions of Johnny. There's Johnny Goldmane, and there's Johnny Vengeant. And the text specifically says, in bold, Johnny Goldmane, which is the mono-white version.
Well, that's his name, though.
But everything in the text talks about Alara, and in Alara, he was Johnny Vengeant. It was his first thing.
And that art and picture, the art is totally Johnny Vengeant.
The art makes it look like, yeah. So, and it talks about Alara, so it's pretty much probably going to be white-red versus Grixis.
Might be Naya versus Grixis, as somebody on the forums pointed out, and I was
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
I didn't think of that.
He's from... Yeah. That makes sense.
That does make sense.
Shiny... Is it shiny?
Yeah.
Alternate art Nicol Bolas?
Would be...
Is physically great. Arousing to me. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so when's that come out? September?
It comes out... Release date... September 2nd, 2011... MSRP of $19.99, which is the standard dual decks MSRP. They have released the news on the Arcana that Knight
that Brian has not navigated to yet.
I can't have it open in two windows for some reason. Or I could have it if I open a new tab. I couldn't select open a new tab from the Arcana archives.
Oh, yeah, from the archives, the way it's written, you can't do it in there. Exactly. It's really activating.
It's okay.
So, gee, no wonder I use Firefox.
They start the announcement by
saying... That's why I don't use Firefox, because everyone's a smug jackass about it.
Like Mac users?
Yes.
They're worse, though. Except for Joe.
If you're listening to us on a Mac, you know...
I don't think Joe is a Mac user. Awesome. Christian's a Mac user. Hey, screw you, buddy. You're not funny. Okay.
They start the announcement by saying there may have been some confusion about Dual Decks Knights versus Dragons, which we announced last October. Specifically, some people appear to believe it was a joke just because it's being released on April 1st. Allow us to be clear, this is a real product that just happens to be coming out on April 1st. April 1st is the day we make jokes, not the day we make jokes about. Look, we even have a preview of the alternate art for Knight of the Reliquary. And there, they've got it.
For a second, I thought you were about to show it to the microphone.
I think he was.
When I saw the story on the main page and I tabbed into it, I was like, are they releasing a Elspeth again? And I guess it's just the Bant female knight look. I was like, oh, it's Elspeth.
I haven't actually seen this.
And then I looked at it, and they're like,
wow, that's pretty awesome.
And then it's like, Knight of the Reliquary. I'm like, ooh, because Knight of the Reliquary is a pretty good card.
Mike pointed out, what is this deck going to look like with Knight of the Reliquary as like the figurehead?
Is it just going to be splashing green for some flying hate? Because that'd be... That'd be kind of, I mean, there'd be a reason for that, but it'd be kind of dumb.
Are there going to be, like, Sajiri steps, or to, you know, bring out land at instant speed with cool effects to capitalize on the Knight of the Reliquary?
Presumably. All those green knights we can tap into. Juniper Order Ranger.
Uh-oh. It also uses... Oh, man, that's...
I don't think he's a knight, is he?
Is he not?
I thought he was a ranger.
He's white and gray. He's probably a ranger, actually. Yeah.
Is Ranger a type?
Maybe.
It's a class. now I was going to go look it up.
Keep talking.
Oh, hi there.
How you doing?
So hopefully there won't be any Silver Knights, because as we've learned from, I think we discussed this briefly before.
Maybe just one.
Maybe probably one.
I mean, if that's going to be white-green, then you know the dragon's going to be black-red, so they can go kill it and then swing through. Hmm. There might be like a white knight and a silver knight, but not more than
there one. There had better be a hunted dragon. I get the sense that...
I was hoping for that from the beginning.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know how they could do knights versus dragons and not have Knight of the Reliquary. Oh, wait, why am I looking this up? We all know what that does. Juniper...
Hey, dummy.
Juniper Order Ranger is a human knight.
Okay. All right. Well, he's in the deck.
Oh, crap. That ain't right. That ain't right at all.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Randy, you can use the laptop now. It's cool.
So, that's all the news we have. We have listener emails that we're not going to do. We appreciate your emails. But
yes, thank you. We have a mess of them to go with next time. Hopefully, next week, we will have a super secret special guest host. That I'm not going to tell you who it is. You guys know who it is, but I'm not going to tell you people who it is. I'm looking at the mic with a stern look. Hopefully. It fell through. That's what you were supposed to be hearing now, but that fell through, so we decided we'd do this instead.
Yeah.
Is that believable?
I think so.
Yeah. Sweet. Okay, then. Is that all the news? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Mike went to Friday Night Magic last night, and I went with him.
You thought you were going to get out of it.
Yes, I did.
Okay. So, Mike, tell us about your deck real quick.
All right. It's a red-black Persecutor deck.
I'll drink to that.
It has a lot of removal in it. Pyroclasms, Go for the Throat, Lightning Bolts, Tark on the Mad, Chandra Nalar, blah, 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 this and the other thing.
Marsh Casualties on the sideboard.
Yeah, Marsh Casualties on the sideboard, Consume the Meek in the sideboard. So what I do is, like, you know, I might get in some damage here and there, but the real point is to play the Persecutor and... Wham, 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 kill the Persecutor, and I win. And it's awesome. And I think the deck is actually good.
Because I saw you do it with Fling. It was really impressive.
Oh, that's
because, cool. Except for the first round, where I just got totally mana screwed.
That was bad.
Both of the games.
That was real bad.
My only other losses were because of screw-ups on my part. So the deck is actually good. I was the problem most of the time. This actually reassures me, because I was starting to get worried about my deck building skills.
So that's the whole story?
No.
Was there? Okay.
In the last round, Mike was 2-2, right?
Okay.
Mm.
And it was game 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he...
Because I flattened him game 2 after I sideboarded in,
and
like,
you got
12
completely
cards.
Completely mana screwed game 1.
Yeah.
Because he hit you with a sword. He was playing a white quest deck.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I'm good against that deck before the board, but I just got mana screwed.
And then after the board, he's got a stupid number. Would you board in, like, 12 cards or something?
Yeah.
11?
The Marsh Casualties, Consume the Meek, and
Hexmage
and Nighthawk.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. So then,
yeah, the only thing that didn't board in was the Nile spell bombs.
Because that would be dumb.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the end of game three.
Randy just called time.
Randy just called time. Oh yeah, we gotta plug Randy in a minute.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you don't even know about that. I'll tell you that in a minute too. So Randy had just called time, right? Mike has out a worm coil engine and an abyssal persecutor.
And a bunch of lands.
And a bunch of lands, of course. Okay. His opponent has out a core duelist with two Sword of Body and Mind on it.
Sword of Body and Mind, not Feast and Famine.
Right.
Okay.
So it's like it's going to hit for 10 and mill you for 40, so you're going to die if this thing touches you, right?
Yeah, because I only have 20 cards left in my library at this point.
Well, it's like 22 at that point.
But it was still. Exactly 20 when he asked me to count.
Oh, was that it during extra turns? Okay, cool then. The catch is... Well, no, let's not do the catch yet. Okay, so... Dude swings with...
How much life does the opponent have?
We'll get to that in a minute.
Mike is at a million life. Damage is not a problem.
It's the million.
Million. Okay. So, his opponent, Nick, who actually said he listened to the show. So, what's up, man? In case you're still listening, you know, whatever, after spending that time with me and Mike, you might not be anymore. Like, God, these guys are stupid. And Steve Sexton follows us on Twitter. That makes me happy. I don't know if he listens to the show, but just in case. What's up, Steve? Hi, Steve. Okay. What was I saying? Okay. Dudes, Mike is turn one.
Right.
Of the extra turns.
Of the extra turns.
Okay.
Mike says go. Dude swings with his Cordulist after getting Mike to count his library and this and that and the other.
Okay.
He swings with the Cordulist.
Okay.
Me and the other guy I'm sitting next to Mike. One of Nick's friends is sitting next to him, which I never caught his name. Oh, well.
Yeah, I didn't ask him.
And Mike goes, okay, core duelist. Well, explain your reasoning here. This would be better coming from you.
All right. He had a core duelist, and he also had the core skyfisher.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, crap. I'm going to die if that guy hits me. He doesn't have flying. So that means I can block with the worm coil engine. And the persecutor will be free to block the skyfisher later. Mm-hmm. All right. So they'll trade. And I'll get some life, and I'll get two worm tokens. Sounds like a grand plan. So I'll do that.
Which he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then, it dies. Of course. He gets his worms. Cordulus dies.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, pay two mana, or three mana, however much the equip cost. Two mana?
It costs two. Mm-hmm.
To equip one of the swords to the core Skyfisher.
Uh-huh.
Mike?
I respond with Lightning Bolt, Skyfisher.
Yeah.
Okay. Making sense to you thus far?
Sounds great. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then he says go. Mike goes, all right. Draws his card. It's not a fling. It's not a go for the throat. It's nothing cool like that. He goes, go. His opponent. That's turn three.
That's mm-hmm. Yeah.
His opponent on turn four draws his card, plays a quest just to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he throws out one more dude.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Says go. Mike draws a card, goes, crap, and it's a draw. The funny part is, this whole time, his opponent has been at -4.
Mm-hmm. So all he needed to do was kill the persecutor.
Yeah.
And how many times could he have killed the persecutor? Let's see. He could have blocked the core duelist and won immediately. And he missed that. And then when the guy... I thought maybe he's given Nick some hope. Mm-hmm. Because Mike didn't see it. Nick didn't see it. Me and the guy sitting across from Nick saw it. We're like... I was like, he swung. Oh, God, Mike's going to win. And Mike goes... Oh, but see, look, you even made Sam upset. Look at you. And he goes, all right, I'll block with Oracle Engine. And I just... My eyes get real big. And the guy sitting across from Nick goes, wait a minute. Never mind. And I'm like... And then he goes to equip... I knew he had the lightning bolt in his hand because I was sitting where I could see him. He goes to equip... The Skyfisher with the sword, I'm like, cool, he'll block next turn, and then bolt his own guy. And Mike's like, bolt that. And I'm like, Mike doesn't see it.
If I was sitting in any other chair, except my own, I would have seen it.
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But...
The problem is, all of the practice. Done with the deck is like, okay, da da da, do this stuff, da da da. All right, kill my persecutor. Yes. All right, kill the persecutor. Yes. Die. Yes.
Because nobody that's paying attention is going to kill his persecutor for him.
Mm-hmm.
So when Nick swung, Mike didn't even think about it because that thing's going to hit me and I'm going to die. I better block it and kill it.
Yeah, and I better use my cards to my full potential. So I'll block the not flying creature with my creature that has not flying, and I'll get two more creatures and gain some life, and it'll be awesome. That's how you're supposed to use cards, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so much with the thinking on your feet, huh?
No.
But, like, as soon as the game was over, dude sitting next to Nick goes, hey, hold on a minute. And he reaches over to the guy's library, grabs his Cordulus, throws it down, and goes, okay, when he attacked with this, Mike's like, uh-huh. He goes, couldn't you have blocked with the persecutor? And Mike sort of did the eyebrow raise thing, and I said, and won immediately? You dumb ass? And Mike went,
screw you! God, I didn't say screw you.
He did not. We don't feel like writing the time down and editing out later, so.
It's like, I'm not good at this. Stop making fun of me.
But, like, in the car on the way home.
I couldn't stop laughing about it.
Oh, God, it was so. I started telling people, oh, my God, you guys got to hear this. on the way home, Mike asked me
something. I heard people in other parts of the room was like, say, you know, and they heard, really? And I saw someone look over to me and start laughing. I could only laugh back because, you know, that's hilarious.
But Mike asked me, he's like, is there a point where I got over doing that, or do I just always do that? I'm like, I have never seen you do that like that. He goes, great. I'm like, I have seen you pull off some genius moves, things that you're like, I'll do this. And I'm sitting over here going, well, that's dumb. Why would you? Now I win. Oh, my God. That I didn't see. And he's been watching me play and said, why didn't you kill him? How? And he told me, and I'm like, damn it, I don't know, because I'm stupid. But I've never seen Mike actually miss something that blatantly obvious on the board right then. That was pretty funny. But it balances him out. You can't be a genius all the time.
Mm-mm.
So sometimes you have
your
to be
brain would explode.
Stupid, you know?
Yeah, massively stupid.
So,
oh, Lord.
So that was a cool story, bro. And that's why we love Mike.
and I could see doing the exact same thing myself.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which is why. And then we went back to my apartment and commiserated and I called Scott over. I was like, dude, you got to hear this. Hey, Scott knows none of these cards. So I told Scott what all these cards do. He knew the Cordulus.
Okay.
I told him what all these cards do, and he goes, and I said, so what would you do? He goes, block with the persecutor? And I just looked at Mike, and Mike's like, shut up!
And see, I would have said the same thing, but the way you told the story.
Yeah, Scott had the question in his voice because he thought it was some kind of trick question.
Yeah.
Because it was so obvious.
And I would have said the exact same thing if you hadn't been. I knew there was something with the life total where you're like, I'm not going to tell you that. And I was like, so when you say, you know, what do you do? I'm like, well, you block with the Wormcoil Engine. Duh. Because the other's a 5/5. It may have double strike, but the Wormcoil Engine has death touch, so all it needs to do is hit on the normal damage. Yeah. So.
That was just classic.
Man.
So let's play some Magic and see if Mike makes any more mistakes.
Wait, was there anything else?
Was there anything else? Something about Randy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mentioned to Randy that Wizards sent us an event deck.
Because,
you know, they sent us that...
the Path of Light.
Path of Light, whatever it's called. The intro pack from Mirrodin... No, from... Yeah, it was Mirrodin Besieged.
Mm-hmm.
Along with two packs. Well, I'm not giving the two packs away, but that intro pack will be a prize for something, which...
Yeah, we're going to do something.
Scott's telling me we need to do, like, a Twitter or Facebook contest so we don't have any sort of a contest entry thing. We can just do it randomly.
So we don't have to do work.
So we don't have to do work, yeah. And it'll... increase word about the site and all that, so I think that's a good idea, but we haven't worked out the specifics yet. I'll get that out later. But then they sent us another package, and Tom got an event deck, because whenever Tom gets a package from Wizards, he takes a picture and tweets it. And then I was like, oh, an event deck, hey, I bet that's what they sent me too, sweet, I wonder which one I got. And I told Randy that, or Randy overheard me telling someone that, and Randy's like, what? They sent you an event deck? I'm like, yeah, to give away. He's like, oh, cool. And, like, an hour later, I'm leaning there at the counter talking to somebody, and he takes two of the poison and event decks and slides them over to me. He goes, there you go, man. I'm like, hey, thanks. And I'm talking to him, and I look down, and he's then walked away. I'm like, wait, what? Because Randy will throw down, like, a set of Tezzerets and go, here you go, man. And I'm like, screw you, man. You know I'm broke. Obscene gesture. Because you can't, it's a video. No, it's not. But I was like, wait, are you serious? He's like, yeah, man, just tell him where you got it. So... I guess that'll be first prize is two copies of the Poison Event deck, whatever it's called.
Great. So now we've got lots of prizes.
Top Deck Games in Kernersville, North Carolina.
Top Deck Games in Kernersville, North Carolina.
Main Street.
You guys are lucky. are lucky. If any of you guys go to Lucky's, go to Top Deck, buy some stuff.
Aw.
Because he gave us free stuff.
Well, not to go talk to Lucky.
Aren't those 25
Randy
bucks?
Randy was the same guy.
They're I don't know the price off the top of my head, but...
Nobody heard that ever, Brian.
No.
Because you were asking me a question.
Okay. You're right, I interrupted.
I don't know how much it is.
I think they're 25.
25
I
can, bucks.
Which okay. He just handed us 50 bucks and said, here.
Now, what were you saying?
I was saying Randy was also the guy who gave me that deal on the Primeval Titans.
Cool.
He sold me a set for $100.
That's not bad.
That's really good, actually.
That's not bad, yeah.
He just needed to move something.
Well, he's done some good deals for you guys in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Like with that binder.
That binder, so. Yeah. Randy will also make you a binder like that in a heartbeat. If you say you're going to buy one, he will make you one.
I have gotten no end of enjoyment over the stuff that I ended up getting from that binder.
Yeah.
It's been amazing.
Like those Sarkon on the Mad.
Yes.
That binder.
That's become one of my favorite cards ever of the past couple of years.
Every time.
Is it in this deck?
No.
Oh.
Every time he used the zero ability yesterday, when it mattered, it was a land. He hit land like, I saw him hit land like 5 or 6 times over the course of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one time where it's like, I need something to win right now, and it was a Chandra. And he goes, well, damn, I die anyway.
Yeah, Sarkon dies.
Sarkon dies. That's a different, like Bob. Bob.
Oh, Bob Marr.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Dark Confidant.
Confidant, thank you. Yeah. I'm like, tutelage. No, that's the enchantment. Damn it, what's it called?
Bob always hits lands. It's just a fact. No, I'm telling you. The Dark Confidant, like, every time I play, I was like, oh, that's
every
not
time
a good
I played against someone running Dark Confidant, they're like,
land.
Land. I'm like,
land. Yeah, no,
okay,
no, no.
Right. Land. Yeah. Land.
Did they have a.
That's cheating.
A top? Or
no.
You just run it.
And
that's what happens. Oh, okay.
And Sarkon, you don't even take the damage.
The deck
yourself.
Was like all white and black, 2 drops.
Mm-hmm.
You remember it?
Yeah.
Back when both Ravnica and Kamigawa were legal at the same time.
I remember.
Yeah. So, yeah. There go those people out walking dogs again.
Yeah.
How dare they? On a public street. I'll whoop your ass. Oh, Lord. Okay, then. So, I guess we'll play some Magic now. I won the roll.
Yes, you
okay,
did.
Okay, so I will go first in my nice, happy Chandra sleeves. See my Chandra sleeves?
I see them.
You'll love them.
Chandra Ablaze, if I'm correct.
And I will play Swamp Go.
I will draw. This is a very special deck, and I'll tell you why in just a little bit. But for now, I'm going to play a Swamp and tell Mike to go.
All right. No cards. And I will play a not swamp, otherwise known as a forest. And it's your turn.
Ha! I will play another swamp, tap 2, and play a Dimir Guildmage. Go.
I like Dimir Guildmage.
It's because he's awesome. I was recently going through my old Ravnica stuff, and I found this cache of Guildmages, and I read them all, and I'm like, these are all really good!
Yeah.
Sorry, go.
Is that one of the ones we got from the Two-Headed Giant competition?
Maybe.
Spoiler, I think it might be.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
I'll play a forest, also known as not a swamp, and I'll play a frontier guide.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Rapid growth for 4?
Yeah. Search your library for a basic land, put it into play.
Okay. And a forest, and that's your turn.
Okay.
Which for 4 is not a bad deal.
What if I got something else by now? Oh, well.
That sound is the dog.
Rainy is awesome. She's like, I ain't mad.
The cat is looking at Mike suspiciously.
Alright, let's...
So the dog... Neighborhood dogs are going crazy today. That's the barking here in the background, which makes my dog bark.
I'm trying to figure out the best way to do this for maximum shock value here.
The wrong way.
Do it wrong. That's what I kept saying to you last night.
Do it right.
You did.
Do it right.
No, only when it mattered did I do it wrong.
Oh, okay. Should I just go for broke?
Yeah.
I'll play a not swamp, also known as not a forest, also known as island. Tap 3. And transmute a Dimir House Guard. You want to be happy for that? Go get a necrotic ooze.
Where was it?
I don't want to talk about it.
No!
I'll tell you.
Yes!
It was in one of the long boxes that he sometimes put decks in that all of us, me, Chewy, and Scott, were certain we had picked up that stack and looked through it, but apparently not. What had happened was there was a deck in
yellow sleeves.
All right, and the Necrotic Ooze deck was turned around
the wrong way.
The wrong way, backwards, laying there, and somehow one of the cards from the yellow sleeve deck got in front of the pile, and another one got laid on top of it. Mm. So when you looked down, all you saw was yellow. But last night we were sitting in Chewy's living room at like almost 3 a.m.
Yeah, we had stopped fooling with the website at like 2:15 or something.
Uh huh.
And I said, oh, before you go, I was like, I'm throwing you guys out. Oh, before you go, help me grab some decks and put them in the boxes, or the fat bag boxes or something, so I don't have to take this massive thing. Mike's like, all right. And so we sit down on the floor, and I'm flipping through decks, and I just happen to look over there.
And he noticed a deck that was turned around the wrong way, and he doesn't ever put decks in a box that, mm-hmm. in that direction. So he picked it up to see what it was.
And the first card I saw was Yoda's Avenger, and I went, didn't I?
Finally! Well, I'm glad you found it.
And what pisses me off is that right there where I was sitting is where I sit.
All the time.
I sit in the floor, lean back against my couch, on the left side. So my magic decks are right there within arm's reach. And when I was actively... Necrotic was in my hand. Go. So when I was actively looking for the deck, Scott would come over and he'd be standing talking to me, and he'd lean over like this and look... at the cards in the deck box, and I'm like, dude, I have looked at all of this crap like 5 times. Quit it. He's like, sorry. And then I told Mike that about how Scott kept leaning over, and Mike was like, yeah, that's kind of dumb, as he leans over and starts eyeballing. I'm like, no, it's not there. I still think you stole it and you put it back when I wasn't looking.
No.
Or Scott stole it and he put it back when I wasn't looking or something.
I'll play a Dragon Skull Summit.
Or Angela decided to screw with us all.
Untapped. And of course I'll tap it for a red. And I'll play Wandering Goblins.
Oh.
And,
where are you going, Goblins?
We don't know. And I'll attack Mike for one.
For one. Oh,
well,
you're
I
in
forgot
it now.
To swing at Brian for with the Guild Mage, because I was all telling my story.
Go ahead.
Lucky Brian.
So we get to see how what this it deck does. Plays. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It has the activated abilities of all creatures in all graveyards, correct?
Okay, forest. Yeah.
That's why it's on Sheldon Menery's list of things you can't feel bad about if it gets blown up on sight.
Yeah, really.
You can kill my Wandering Goblins and then give it +2/+0.
I will island for a training ground. Demir Guild Mage to bounce the island. Or Demir Echo Dot.
Ta-da.
Wow. Make someone discard.
And I'll make someone discard. Oh, it's only when I play sorcery. Whoops. RTFC.
Wow. Demir Guildmage goes from good to beyond ridiculous with the training ground sitting next to him.
Doesn't it, though?
Play planes, and I'll pass the turn.
All right. Forests. 4 mana. I'll pitch an Elvish Spirit Guide for another mana. I'll play a Silclash Spider.
Figured that's what this deck was.
Didn't you thrash me with this deck a couple days ago?
Yeah, but I made some changes to it.
Oh, okay, cool.
And I didn't actually see any of the other different cards in it the last time I played to you. All right, your turn.
Yeah, Mike and I actually, amazingly enough, we got together and played Magic with 60-card decks.
Not unlike what we're doing right now.
Except it was just me and Mike, and there was no recording equipment to monitor our every move, like the government. Let's
you're
say...
You're not going to let the man keep you down?
Yeah. Island, again.
I'm going to go ahead and land search.
Good.
While he's taking his turn. And I'm going to get an island. Somewhere. There's an island.
Awesome.
I will go pay a blue for another training ground.
So now his abilities cost exactly one apiece.
Yep. 2, 3, 4, 5. And then...
And we will live in terror of the Demir Guild Mage.
As well you should. I will pay a blue. I will use the blue to make me draw a card.
Pay one blue, draw a card. It's pretty good.
I know, right?
No tapping necessary.
Like it was dead ass. And then...
I'm pretty sure tapping would be necessary in that situation.
Then I would use the black. What cards do you guys have in each other's hands?
Two, three, four. I got five.
I got five. I have no cards in each other. I have no cards in his hand.
Then I will make...
I'm just saying I already got one ready.
Me too.
Both of you discard.
All right. I'll discard a rapid growth.
Timber, maul, larva.
In a domain deck?
He's got prismatic element.
He must. That's cool.
That is cool.
Do I?
I hope so.
Goblins goes,
well, right now it's still going.
Go. You guys think you're funny? I'll just discard this then. Do it then.
Remember, I have a plains, an island, a swamp, a forest, a dragon skull, summit, and frontier guide, and a wandering goblins.
Yeah, you do.
Straight up. Son.
I'll tap the island and play a quest for ancient secrets.
That's pretty cool.
What?
Whenever, enchantment, whenever a card is put into my graveyard from anywhere, I may put a quest counter on it. I can remove five counters from it and sacrifice it to,
Reminisce.
Target player reminisces.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
This will be in the graveyard due to its sacrifice effect on the ability results.
That's correct.
Okay. And then I will, tell Mike to go.
All right. Draw.
And Reminisce is shuffle your graveyard into your library just in case any of you guys are going, what does that mean?
Right. I would have said film okay. Instead of Reminisce.
Because he's old school.
Oh like, man, I had like really eight copies of Feldens Cain. It went in every deck.
So old.
Sure. Alright, I play a Temple of the False God.
Feldens Cain is awesome.
It's active because I have five or more lands.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll pay six.
Kill us all.
For a Primeval Titan. And I'll go get two more Temple of the False God.
Like most of his decks, this one is not in slaves. You should spit on the Primeval Titan.
That's one of the Titans I got from Landing.
Except that you're too busy watching
the
baby.
I'm sorry, I turned around to watch the baby because she's
so cute. Oh, for all of you out there who don't know, Temple of the False God. It taps for two colorless, but you're only allowed to play the ability if you control five or more lands.
Did you get two more temples?
Yes, I did.
Sweet merciful crap.
It's going to be great.
I don't know if great is the word I'd use.
That's terrifying. Oh, God.
All right. I'm done. Okay. Good turn, everybody. High fives all around.
Well, while Chewie's taking his turn, I'm going to use a Frontier Guide again.
I cough up a freaking lung over here.
Get a Forest.
Forest.
Una Foresta, por favor.
Si, taco. Rusty Shackleford. Wait, I didn't play land swap. One, two, three, four, five, four. Whoops, that's too many. I think I did play land. That's the problem. Okay, six.
Did you play land?
Yeah, I don't because I had five land.
That's right. You only had two. Yes.
I'm cheating. Okay, I'll play a Yoda's Avenger.
It's on now.
It is on now.
Holy crap.
I'm going to read Yoda's Avenger just because nobody probably knows. Five and a blue, it's a 4/4 shapeshifter. I can pay zero, and until end of turn, Yoda's Avenger gets -1/-1 and gains your choice of double strike, protection from red, vigilance, or shadow.
It can take down a Primeval Titan. That's great.
With a double strike.
Double strike, yeah.
Yeah. Just don't give a double strike three times. That's bad.
So since I have two training grounds, when I activate Yoda's Avenger, I get four mana, right?
No.
That sounded cool. Go.
I believe a listener actually sent us an email one time. About...
Where'd my dad go?
About how... not Yoda's Avenger, but how the training grounds worked. I seem to recall something about that.
Yeah, I think it was a rules question. And it was actually really interesting. I don't remember the details, but I remember it was very interesting.
Yo! Damn, I thought, hoped I could catch her off guard.
She didn't want any of your nonsense.
For five, one of each color.
Oh god, he's wooburging. He's wooburging!
Don't be too impressed. Emrakul's Hatcher. Give me some tokens. Three tokens.
I don't have no tokens. I have died. Sup?
dice will work.
All right, man, let's find you a good one that's for Eldrazi tokens. It's I've got... Why don't I just... pause 1 second. Ha!
They're tiny.
They are very tiny.
Okay, got 3 tokens. Go, Mike.
All right.
Never mind the sound of a massive herd of dice moving away from the mic.
A herd of dice.
That is not the proper collective noun for it, but, you know, whatever.
All right, let's see here. First things first. I'll pay 8 to do a kicked hunting wilds. So I go get 2 forests, and they turn into 3/3 creatures, and they untap, and they have haste.
That's pretty cool.
3/3 permanently, correct?
Correct. Mm.
So there's one. So that means if you kill it, there's then my Necrotic Ooze can tap for green mana, right?
So the listeners out there understand? No, because it's not a creature card while it's in the graveyard.
Piss.
You were about to get somebody in trouble.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah?
You want to take your whole deck?
No.
Because I know in like 2 turns you'll look up and go, what's that?
Yeah. That's pretty much all of it. Alright.
And then he'll walk with the worm quilling.
You're very funny.
I'm about to get swarmed.
Yes, you are.
I'm okay with that.
Combat.
Mm-hmm. I have no response.
Nah, I am.
Holy crap.
Yeah,
he was expecting a response.
That's dumb. Actually, it's just not a good idea to attack unless I want to annoy Brian for no reason.
You can hit me. It's alright. I'm cool.
He's cool, man.
Attack in front of the Titan.
Me?
Yeah. Okay. And then I'll get another temple and a forest, I guess.
That is so wrong, man.
Alright. Let's see.
I have all 4 temples. Yay.
Nope, you don't have any Eldrazi temple.
I will...
I wonder why.
I'm over there somewhere. Would somebody hit me or something? Bring me back.
I'll block with the Wandering Goblins.
All right.
So I go to 17.
Yeah. All right. Your turn, Chewie.
So would a Necrotic Ooze have this ability?
Yeah. Yes,
it's an activated ability.
But it would domain. Be...
Domain is just an ability word. It doesn't have any...
Okay.
It still has cost, colon, effect.
It's not templated as a static ability.
You should go, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not templated as a static ability that gives an activated ability. That'd be different.
Swamp? Not a swamp. Tap this island. Draw a card. Island?
There you go.
Of course, now tap my islands. Didn't help any, did it?
I meant to put a token on here, but it says May. That's when I was like, okay, attack me. I'll lose a guy, and I'll get a counter. And it's like, no.
You have any creatures over there?
No, I don't.
No, don't. Okay.
In the graveyard. So far, your Necrotic Ooze would have sacrifice a creature to regenerate and the domain ability.
To get +2/+0. Okay, I'll go ahead and 1, 2, 3, 4. Play an ooze.
Alright.
Cards in hand. 4 cards in hand.
4.
2. I think I'll hold on to this mana. Your turn, sir.
Alright. End of your turn. Sacrifice. For 3, pay a green, frontier guide. Forest.
I'm curious as to why you didn't... Oh, because we don't have only been 4. Never mind.
For 1 second, I was like, I can block with some tokens and sacrifice them. And because damage doesn't use a sack anymore, that doesn't work at all. So.
And you forgot the quest again.
Whenever a card.
Oh, it says card.
Oh, it says card.
Card. Uh-huh. That time I was paying attention.
Oh, man, who's dumb? Hey, dummy.
I already knew I was dumb. No need to tell me twice.
Damn! Jeez. What?
Just everything.
5, 6, 7, 8.
You know how it is.
Ulamog's Crusher.
Crusher!
I was just about to say that.
Go ahead.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like from Bugs Bunny?
Yeah. I love Nocturnal Cyclocross and Tusker.
Yeah!
Cyclocross and Tusker, I'll put a forest on my hand.
Okay, for our not old school listeners, please explain Cross and Tusker.
Cross and Tusker.
This is the greatest card ever.
Yeah,
even Rainey's wagging at this. She's like, yeah, Cross and Tusker.
Cross and Tusker. It has cycling for a green and two. And when you cycle Cross and Tusker, you may search your library for a basic land card, show it to everybody, put it in your hand, and shuffle up. And that happens before you draw the card. Mm-hmm. So. He also has some stuff written on him about costing 2 green and 5 and being a 6/5 beast, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's been years since I last actually cast Cross and Tusker as a creature, because that's not what he's for.
Yeah. Did you draw your card from the cycle, by the way?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah, Cross and Tusker is awesome. It was a staple in every deck that had green in it back in the day, and still is for some of us.
How many mana do I have?
Too many.
You need to get rid of some. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
I got 7.
I got 8.
17? Is that right?
Are you about to Genesis Wave for 17, you bastard?
No.
No, it would be 14.
Yeah.
I'm gelatinous Genesising for 16. That's 8, 8, 8s.
So I got an 8, 8.
I got
and it's not looking so impressive anymore.
I ain't got squat.
We can remember this gold die is the oozes, right? There's 8 of them.
I got 2.
Okay.
Gold die if you want to make it 8, 8, 8s or something. 4 and 4, hell, I don't know.
Just find me 8 die, they go up to 8, I guess.
So this game may be drawing to a close.
Alright,
5. 6, 7, 8.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. What turn is it? This doesn't even make sense.
I don't think I've missed a land drop, so...
I've been searching out, so mine...
It's turn 7, then.
All right.
That's not right. Screw you, Mike.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Okay. I'm good. I'm great.
I hate you.
Go ahead. Feel slightly ashamed.
You didn't put a damnation in this deck, did you?
No.
Piss.
Did you put a creature deck in damnation? As an activated ability that a Necrotic Ooze can get? Probably not.
At instant speed?
Well, I could throw it in the graveyard and then... Calm down or anything. Looks at me like, what in the hell is wrong with you? Okay. I don't even know. Like, what the hell? What's going on? They don't have trample, do they?
No.
So I can still die if I block all of them. That's awesome! 1, 3, 4.
Primeval Titan isn't fair.
You are not the first person to figure this out.
1, 3, 4. Leave the blue. Play a Mirror Propagator. I got 5 blockers now. So I got a Dimir Guildmage, Joda's Avenger, a Necrotic Ooze, a Dimir Houseguard, a Mirror Propagator. Use that other blue to draw a card. And go.
Alright. One of my blockers has to attack. It's not attacking too.
Oh, hi there.
Alright. First things first. Combat.
Yes.
Mike.
Alright.
Annihilate, too.
When I annihilate, I'll sacrifice 2 forests.
Yes! Now he only has 15 mana. This mattered more when he didn't have 8 8/8s.
Alright, and I'll block with one of the oozes. So they kill each other.
When a card goes to my graveyard, I put a counter.
I notice you block with the black ooze.
Should have blocked with the red shirt ooze. I mean,
I saw a comic or something somewhere about red shirts and stormtroopers. Uh-huh. Stormtroopers couldn't hit the red shirts, but the red shirts kept dying anyway. That's pretty funny.
For 7, I'll play a Palaka Worm.
Palaka.
24.
That's good.
It's not high enough. All right. It's a 7/7, which is just too small. Go ahead.
All right. I will draw. Let's see here. Oh, these are creatures. Forgot about that.
I didn't.
Hey, did you forget
this sound is the sound of my soul disappearing into the void.
Let's see.
Wow, Primeval Titan's not fair.
No, not at all.
Oh, okay, cool. As long as we're all okay with this. All
right.
AJ.
Combat.
Sure.
I don't have any responses. I'm tapped out.
I'll attack Brian with 3 8-8 oozes, and I'll attack Chewy with 4 8-8 oozes and Primeval Titan. When Primeval Titan attacks, we'll go get 2 forests.
You do your blocking first. What you do probably will not affect my decision.
Yoda's Avenger is going to block the Titan just so this nonsense stops.
All right. That's a good idea.
How many are coming at me? 4?
4.
Yeah, 4 others.
What life you got? 20?
20. Okay, then tell you what. I will block with these 3. So the Necrotic Ooze, the Dimir House Guard, and the Mirror Propagator.
All right.
I will... Those are my blocks.
Okay.
4 blocks.
My blocks, I will block 1 token with the Palaka Worm and the Frontier Guide, and block another with the Immortal's Hatcher.
Okay. I'm not going to do anything fancy.
Okay. I'm going to give Yoda's Avenger -1/-1, and double strike.
Okay.
And I'm going to sack the Propagator to regen the ooze.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
I will lose 3 creatures and get 3 counters on here. One of your guys will die.
Mm-hmm.
All of mine will die. And I will take 8 going to 16.
And sure will.
And
8.
And I will.
And 3 damage from, and 3 trample damage from the Primeval Titan.
And I draw a card when the worm dies.
So the reason that I changed the sleeves was not to surprise you, by the way. It's because either you shorted me an island, or an island got lost.
Okay.
Because I said, let me count these, and there were 59. So then we counted the lands, and there were 23.
All right.
I'm glad you counted.
Post-combat. that's too much. No, that's right. 6 mana. First, I'll Rampant Growth.
I hate you. Just for the record.
And then I'm going to...
Beacon, did you throw a card from your Palaka Worm?
Beacon of Creation.
Okay.
So, Beacon of Creation, that's 10 insects.
I also have 10 insects. We can do this. We can do this. Somehow...
It's going to have to be you, man.
After that, it is Chewie's turn.
Oh, goody. It's my turn. Get right on that.
It feels like the deck is doing what it always does. Primeval Titan is letting me play 4 or 5 turns ahead of everybody else. Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. Which is exactly what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
I'm not belly aching over it. I know. Just keep going.
Okay. As long as you know. Carrie, Brian said belly aching and meant it.
She is not going to make a sound.
She did make a very small sound, but the mic didn't pick it up. It was a... Let's see here. Cards in hand, Mike?
Cards in hand, 1.
Discard it. Hurry up.
It's an Elder Spirit Guide.
Okay. You know, had I been hitting him with the discard all this time, this wouldn't happen. Of course, when you turn the game around somehow and win, if I'd have been hitting you with the discard all this time, you wouldn't have. That wouldn't happen.
I'll be sure to keep that
Now Necrotic Ooze has the activated ability where you can discard a friend or hand and get a green mana.
That doesn't... You're going to confuse so many people.
It also has a Frontier Guide. Is that all it's got from you?
Yeah.
It's because the Sublight Spider's still alive and I don't have green mana anyway. Maybe I should throw in, like, a City of Brass or something.
It's not a bad idea.
Or some Darksteel...
Ingot?
Ingots, yeah.
Ingot.
Yeah, so some Darksteel ingots in there or something.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
You know what? Hang on. Wait, I'm gonna die. We're both gonna die.
Do what you can do. You never know what tomorrow holds. Blah, 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 blah.
Leech Bonder.
All right.
He's got 2 -1 -1 counters. He's dumb. He's like, I'm little and stupid. I'm going to draw a card. Now I can't do anything else. I might as well draw another card.
Now he hates himself for spending his last blue.
Commander Guildmage can make yourself discard a card.
Yes.
Help out the ooze. Mm-hmm. This deck just keeps getting better and better every time I think about it.
Except help at the moment.
And the Dimir House Guard lets you sacrifice creatures whenever you want to help power up the ooze. And
mm-hmm.
just, that's great.
Okay, actually, here, I will pay a black and discard an Arcanus. So now I can tap him to draw 3 cards.
Hey.
I can think of worse things.
I can think of better things, too. Wait a minute. Yeah, go. There's no point. I'm like, I can swing it. No, I'm stupid.
Dealing 4 damage.
Maybe some Royal Assassins in there.
It's not a bad idea. Or an Avatar of Woe.
Woe.
That's a great idea.
Does that help at all?
Yeah, put like a Royal Assassin or an Avatar War or a Viscera or something.
And some Baird Alive.
Yeah. And then you're starting to make it a different deck.
No, Baird Alive will be for the toolbox effect.
Yeah.
Instead of like,
I guess Stinky. I guess you would replace Corpse Connoisseur.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's even better. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know, Corpse Connoisseur. Oh, I don't have one. Does Corpse Connoisseur have an activated ability?
Unearth, but that doesn't benefit the ooze.
Okay, wait a minute. The Corpse Connoisseur still does that, though, so never mind.
Yeah.
I don't need the Buried Alive, then.
I'm just saying Buried Alive only costs 3 and you get 3 cards. Corpse Connoisseur costs 5 and 4.
I don't think I can save us.
I know I can't.
I'll do the best thing I can.
Go ahead. Have a party, man. Please stop that.
Can I bounce my token?
Red. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This was gonna be a lot more impressive before you had 8 8 8s. Most of what I was gonna do was gonna be a lot more impressive. I will fireball one of your tokens.
Okay.
I'd deal 8 to him, but
how good does that do? Yeah.
Hey, look, a card went to my graveyard from somewhere.
Oh. Yeah.
Better watch out, or I'll.
Yeah, you better not cry.
Give your stuff and your graveyard back. Go ahead.
Alright.
If you don't win on the spot, then something is wrong.
That must be weird. Or something.
Must be some kind of stupid hit.
Alright. Combat. I'll tag Brian with 2 8-8s.
How convenient that I'm at 16.
And I'll tag Chewy with everything else. 3 8-8s, 10 insects, and the Silkclad Spider.
Even if you block
the... Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So that's 10. And then... Supply Spider's 4.
2. He's a 2-7.
He's a 2-7, not a 4-7.
Still.
So that's 12. And how many 8-8s? 3?
Yeah.
So even if you block the 8-8s, you're still taking 12.
Yeah, and I'm a 9. So I'm going to draw 3 cards. Stinky Mirror Propagator Island. I'm holding another Ooze, a Soliton, another Arcanus, and a Clutch of the Undercity. Which... Still
bounce a token.
Yeah,
could have ordered a token earlier, but whatever.
Whatever. I was holding a World Heart Phoenix, a Kiln Fiend, and a Dreamstone Hedron.
That's pretty cool.
Do you know what this deck is?
Not anymore.
After
I don't know if I ever did.
This deck is the deck that was built from the Deck Builder's Toolbox.
Ah.
Way back when.
That's a pretty cool deck to come from a toolbox.
Holy crap, we just got done talking about that. Was it you and me? We're like...
Yeah, they're like, Did we ever do anything? That's the question.
We remember. I,
it was after
I,
you left.
I built
Dirk
it.
Was still on the line, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I built it and I built. I got the toolbox. We built. I built the deck online, or I, we went through the things. I said I would finish building the deck and I would bring it to the next time we played,
that's
and
like
I would show it off.
Ago.
That oh, that was more than it was previous to the bar exam. So I forgot to bring it the next time, and I was like, I want to say the next time was at Darks, and then the other day I was like, hey, I have this. So okay, it didn't do terrible. Had we not gotten completely slammed. So,
okay. I'm going to put this deck away because it's too much like cheating.
It's a good deck. Shall we take a quick break and do a Mad Lib?
Yeah, let's pause for a minute. Oh, wait a minute. What's the music that we haven't used yet? Oh, crap.
Jeff, how about that?
Hang on. It's, there's only like two left that I haven't used yet. I used both Metroids. Oh, I'll use some of the Legend of Zelda medley.
Oh, okay.
Because we're going to take several breaks, I get the feeling, so I can stick a different piece of music between each one. So,
yeah, that's a good idea.
So yeah, this will be a piece of Arm Cannon's Legend of Zelda medley with lots of songs from Legend of Zelda and Zelda 2 The Adventure of Link. Here's the first part, or right now. Actually, because Derek had it playing in his place.
I am.
Over and over and over and over again. So, Mad Lib.
Do, 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 do. Alright, so, we're going to do a Mad Lib. So.
That was the dungeon music, by the way.
Okay, it was.
First things first, I need an artifact.
Start stealing it.
I was going to say Arkham's Whistle.
Whistle? Stop that.
Doesn't he have a whistle?
Yes, he does.
Okay. I call the next artifact.
Artifact.
Arkham's Whistle. Oh. Yes. I know.
Artifact.
You can take that one.
Arkham's Weather Vane.
Damn it, I was going to say that.
There's one more. Do you know it?
Chariot?
Almost.
I can see it.
All right, now I need an equipment.
Dang.
What's a good one?
Ogre Cleaver's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yeah, let's go with that.
Legendary creature.
I'm not going to say Arkham Dax.
Yeah, let's not do that. Ooh, Kazool.
Ah.
Relating it to the Ogre Cleaver.
Kazool Tyrant, what's his full name?
Tyrant of the Cliffs.
Yeah. Oh, the Cliffs. The
Cliffs. Creature.
Sam. He almost wrote it down!
Carrie's laughing. Oh. Not out loud.
What was the question?
Creature.
Gross and Tusker.
Hell yeah. Best card ever.
Is that a creature? Yeah, I suppose it is.
It's got dick type creature for some reason. I guess because they're stupid.
Blue instant.
Hmm. Ooh, Remand.
Yeah.
Like when they got countered to Pyroclasm, so you put it in your hand yesterday. Oh, sorry.
That's, yeah, that's not where that goes.
Creature.
Hmm. Pearl Unicorn.
Isn't it Pearled Unicorn?
No.
I'm thinking something else.
You question, Mike. Land.
Gruul Turf.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty good. I need a creature, and I'm going to be using one aspect of it in just this one time.
Just
So just name a creature. I may have to look it up if it's too obscure. So that's not a challenge.
Apes of Wrath.
Can't seem to find a creature.
All right, I have to look that up.
Cost 2 green, 2. It's a 5/4.
And it's an ape.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that tells me what I need to know.
Yeah.
Aura.
Bear Umbra?
I was actually trying to think of an Umbra too. Yeah, Bear Umbra.
Damn, that's eerie.
I was probably going to say Eland Umbra, but yours is probably better.
Yeah.
Artifact. Arkham Slay is the last
Slay,
one.
Slay, that's what it is. Oh my god, she is so cute.
Sorcery. There's a baby leaning over me.
Get him!
She's breathing down my neck, literally.
That's an instant.
Pull a little bit of hair he's got left out. Grab a handful.
Get him.
Now her legs are on my back. Pushing
What
me
are
forward.
We looking for?
Sorcery.
Sorcery. How about... Oh, crap, that's an instant. Ooh, fireball.
Yeah, fireball.
Enchantment.
Invigorating boom. No.
No, I never use that one. Words of War.
Yeah.
I'll try not to crack up.
Doing the Bob Smith show over here.
I'll try not to crack up when we're doing this one. This might be kind of tough. All right, two more to go. I need a Planeswalker.
Sark on the Mat.
Yes.
Because he is the new star on themanapool.com. All of those were written by Mike, by the way, the Sark on the Mad.
Aw. Really?
You couldn't tell. Yeah. Most of the time without word, without changing a word, he'd spit it out and I'd go, what is wrong with you?
Finally, I need a legendary creature.
Joyra of the Gitu.
Okay, I was going to say, should we go with Arkham Dex?
No.
That might have been funnier, but this is still really good.
Oh, well, we missed our chance.
All right. This is entitled Video Games.
Awesome.
Who doesn't love video games? We love video games, that's for sure. And we know you do, too. Whether your favorite system is the top-of-the-line Darksteel ingot, the handheld Arkham's Whistle, or the innovative Arkham's Weather Vane, there's something everyone can enjoy. Like first-person shooters, Ogre Cleaver to die for is a classic. For role-playing games, Kazool, Tyrant of the Cliffs, Fantasy is unbeatable. Baby's okay. She squeals when she's happy. Old-fashioned side-scrolling action doesn't get better than World of Crows and Tuskers, which will remand your heart with its blend of new graphics and timeless gameplay.
Love that game.
It gets better. Racing doesn't get better than Pearl Unicorn Kart, one of the best multiplayer games ever. Finally, the best strategy game there is, Fight for Gruul Turf, is being released.
Ooh.
With all of these games, it's just too bad that you have to have four systems to play them all, isn't it? The converted mana cost of Apes of Wrath. Well, say no more. Well, no more. Say hello to the revolutionary Bear Umbra Arkham Slay. The newest way to experience video games. Using its fireball technology, all of your favorites are now in one place. Simply download games from a reputable website to a spare World of War. Plug it into the system and get playing. Is it easy? Absolutely. Is it legal? Probably. Go get one now. All purchases made in the next 2 minutes receive a free copy of Sarkon the Mad and Jorah of the Gitu, the fantastic dating game. The fantastic dating game we couldn't sell anywhere else. So act fast.
Nice.
Yeah, all right. That's pretty good.
Good job, guys.
Huh. So,
I don't know whether I'd like Sarkon the Mad and Jorah the Ghitu better than I like Sauron, Sarkon the Mad, and Sarkon the Things.
If it had just been legendary permanent, it would have been Sarkon the Mad at like Helm of Cauldron, and that would have probably made him happier.
Okay.
Rolled 11.
Why did you roll it just... Why did you mute it just for yours?
Oh, I was going to mute it for everybody's because that's really loud. 6. He rolled a 6.
Woo! It's landing on... 5.
So 5 and 2.
7.
I guess I'm
it didn't person. Really matter.
Okay, you wanna
11.
Accept this. Am I still having to say, you're supposed to be shuffling and stuff while we were doing the math.
Oh, well...
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Here, grab a paper towel. There's something right there that got on a sleeve earlier, and it's going to get on sleeves more.
It's a globule.
Yeah. Now it's got your fingerprints. Quick! Let's pick them up.
DNA evidence is totally unreliable.
It's a fingerprint, it's not DNA.
Oh, that's worse. Did you know that the quote-unquote fact that no two people have the same fingerprint is not a fact?
How couldn't it be a fact?
Because it's untrue.
Oh, jam! Snap, burn, you got served.
It is not a true fact.
It's one of those untrue
facts. I thought fingerprints were probabilistic.
What?
Shuffle while you do that.
I thought fingerprints were probabilistic in the way they form.
I don't understand the word probabilistic.
I don't either. So, like, is that like cabalistic?
More cowbell.
Random based on some underlying distribution.
Sure.
Okay.
Never mind.
I don't know this.
Because it has to do with how the folds form in the skin as your skin grows on your hand.
I don't have no folds. You calling me fat?
Just on your fingers. Never mind.
Our son has fat fingers.
Send us an email. Explain to us how fingerprints work.
It is not impossible for two people to have the same fingerprint.
That's true. It's not impossible.
There we go.
It's extremely unlikely.
It is extremely unlikely, but it's not impossible. I will keep.
Yeah, me too. Mike still doesn't know. Mike sucks.
I will keep. I'm
okay. Logging the 7.
Okay. Great. I'm great.
He's great.
Great. So I guess I'll go.
Yeah.
I'll draw this.
You should.
I'll play a forest. And I'll go. Then the car forest.
I will play a swampa. Swampa. Go ahead.
This was one of my decks that got the Zendikar land overhaul.
Play a swamp. Go.
This is a deck I have not played in some time, but I may have talked
play
about
it. Play a forest.
It's one of my better decks, I think.
Better decks.
It's gotten several revolutionizes over the years. Go ahead.
Ba-boom. This is your core last deck.
Just because it has swamps in it.
The look on his face told Swamp. Me yes. I don't know why I thought that.
I'll play at Orzhov Guildmage.
See? They're awesome!
Your turn. Orzhov Guildmage is so awesome.
Everybody loses a life and he can make you gain a life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And play a Wirewood Savage. Go.
I remember playing with him in Standard and using his second ability to burn people out.
Play a swamp, transmute a Dimir Houseguard for Corlash. Might as well go ahead and do that now.
Air to Cat's out of the bag now.
Go ahead.
Alright. Let me draw. I'll play Orzhova, the Church of Deals.
Yeah.
And I'll play a Phyrexian Arena.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
And I'll take Brian for 2.
18.
Alright, your turn, Shui.
Excuse me. I'll play a forest.
Oh, that's my hand.
And then I will. Where'd it go? Cyclocross and Tusker. Oh, yeah!
Yes. That's how you play the game.
Get him out.
Goes to your hand.
Okay. It's been a long time. And then I will swing a mic for 2.
Alright, that's fair. 18.
Done?
Yeah. Well, wait, no, I'm not. I didn't draw my card yet. Here.
Oh, I know what I'm going to draw. I'm cheating.
Okay. No, no.
Okay. I untap. I draw. I play a swamp, and I play Gorlash.
What?
Swamps you control?
Swamps, swamps I control.
Thank good.
Power and toughness are each equal to the number of swamps I control. One and a black to regenerate, and he has grandeur, where I can discard another copy of him from my hand to go rampant growth for two swamps. Go ahead. He's a zombie warrior.
I'm glad that I did not play my deck that has Gorlash in it. Because I've been like...
I think I have more Gorlashes than you do. Do I?
In your deck?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You have four?
Yeah. Well, I play Gorlash, but I'm going to play all four.
Right? Yeah, exactly. All right, I go to 17. I draw
the way you said, you said, I will play the... I'm glad I didn't play the deck that has Gorlash in it. You didn't say Gorlash deck, so I thought it was just a sort of...
Well,
extra nightmare or something.
I'll take Chewy for two.
Okay, 18. Actually, no, nightmares are extra Gorlashes in that deck.
I'll play another Orzhov Guild Mage.
Cool.
And I'll play an Orzhov Basilica and Mounts of Swamp.
Cool.
So now it's your turn.
Mount. Oh, Cash Money Mouth, make you drink till you throw up. What?
Makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah. 6, 7. Okay, I will. Jackalope Herd. The draw card.
What's it do?
It's a 4/5 for 4 mana. Mm-hmm. And if I play any spell, it goes back to my hand.
Okay.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. Swing a mic for 2 with the Wirewood Savage.
I will. Granger.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I'm not helping anybody out. I'm just doing this now, so. 2 swamps.
Yeah, I'll take 2.
Interesting. Go! Once you're done, try.
I'd much rather chump block a Gorlash than chump block a 2/2.
Well, it wouldn't be a chump block, though. It'd be a trade.
I know. But the fact that you're okay with that, and it's a Wirewood Savage, makes me think that it would probably be a pretty stupid trade anyway.
Yeah.
On top of draw.
Highly stylized.
In my face. I'll play a Lord of the Undead.
Oh, Lord.
Holy Sorry. Crap. That's amazing. That's a lot of swamps. With Gorlash.
Yeah, it's like Primeval Titan, except slightly more fair, but not really.
I really can't decide. There's merits to attacking both of you, so I'm really gonna let you're even. You're odd.
I'm odd. How come I gotta be odd?
Because okay, you're getting attacked.
Is that for like 8?
It's for eight. Yes, very good.
Yeah, 7 swamps and Lord of the Undead.
I guess I'll go to 10 then.
That's pretty good.
Unless you have another grandeur.
Nah.
Okay, I'm at 10.
He said magnanimously.
How very sweet of you, sir.
Why did I do a crazy thing like that? That doesn't make any sense.
I played a swamp. I played 4. Yeah, I played a swamp. So. Let the hate begin. Lots of Warhammer.
Hate.
Alright, go ahead.
Wow, that's not even cool, man.
I didn't figure. This is my version of doing what he did last time.
Yeah.
A white, a black, and 1. Put a Pillory of the Sleepless on Gorlash.
Okay. So that what? Can't attack, can't block?
Can't attack, can't block, and he loses one life.
Upkeep. Cool.
All right. Your turn, Chewy.
Thank you, Mike. I'm playing red, white, and green over here. It's almost peed a little bit. Ice Blast, go for the throat. Shut up. Okay. Forest?
Una foresta, por favor.
Just for threatening that, I'm going to swing at you with the Jackalope Herd, Brian.
Okay. I'll go to 14.
Okay. And then I'll...
And I'm going to go ahead and put it down to 13 for next turn.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Rampaging Baloths. Jack Loper jumps to my hand. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Hmm. How many beasts do you get when you...
Landfall, you get just 4 beasts.
Just one?
Yeah. Okay. Good lord, man.
How many you want?
It's also a 6-6 with trample.
Yes. Yeah.
Do I draw a card? I'll draw a card. Okay. I will discard...
That's what I figured.
Yeah. Go.
I go to 13.
Ha! You know he already blew this.
This man plans ahead.
Like a swamp.
Oh, we're recording. Never mind.
I was thinking it too.
I'll play a Cordalash. Oh, look at that.
Oh, darn.
Tain't funny, McGee. We were going to do the crush hour. Were you really thinking for Mugs Bunny?
Yeah.
I love you, Mike. Let's get married.
Best turn.
Ha!
Go to 13 and draw an extra card.
Because as the song says, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make
a pretty woman in your life.
So that means you don't have to get married and we'll both be happy.
Yeah.
Because we are not pretty women.
No.
I'm an ugly woman.
Far from it.
And you're the beardy man. Beardy man!
Alright, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll play a Blind Hunter.
Yes.
When he enters the battlefield, I'll drain 2 life from Brian.
Okay. 11.
Suck, suck, suck.
Come back up to 15. And then.
I'm still at the lowest life. Piss.
What the hell? I'll play yet another Orzhov Guildmage.
Army of Human Wizards.
Your turn, Chewie.
Get him, Hank. Draw that card. Yeah. Okay, let's go 1, 2, 3. And play a Pulse of the Tangle.
Okay. Alright.
So I'll get a 3-3 beast.
You've got way more creatures than you.
Yep, you've got more creatures than me, so the Pulse of the Tangle will go to my hand. Screw it, I'll draw a card. Okay. Then? Oh, wait, no, I got 3, okay.
Tapped lands, cannot tap again.
Cannot tap again.
You may tap play it, tapped, but no, I don't even know.
Play a Gruul Turf, get a 4-4 beast.
That'll be the next big innovation from Mark Rosewater, the double tap symbol.
I'll get a...
Turn it all the way around.
Bouncing this first.
It'll be a land with... Tap, add a green. Untap this land, add a blue. Win. We thought it was balanced. I don't know what to tell you.
I will not draw a card. And I'll play a Wirewood Savage.
I will, while he's doing this, I will cycle a Twisted Abomination.
Oh, damn!
Sorry.
How many cards are you in your hand now?
I think it's still 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, yeah.
Alright.
And then...
What?
You gonna make it there, dog?
Yes.
Well,
where's there?
I hate to trade my Baloths with your 3 dudes. Or 3 of your dudes, rather.
Go for it.
So, no, I don't want to trade my Baloths.
I like that. I think that was reasoning for why he's not going to attack.
So, I will swing at Brian for 6 of trample.
Okay. Looks like I'm... You didn't think I was actually going to block, did you?
Well, I thought maybe.
You haven't been paying attention, then. Anything else?
No. Go ahead and use your Lord.
I'll use my Lord.
My Lord. Did you forget about that?
Coraline.
Okay.
Anything else?
What?
Okay.
Who are you talking to?
That would be a no.
All right. And now bad things start happening.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I swung when I could. Probably should have swung with the Savage, too.
Well, since Coraline doesn't have, you know,
haste.
In my swamp.
So what'd you have for breakfast, Mike?
Does Lockstone Warhammer actually give lifelink?
Yeah.
It gives lifelink. I had a cup of coffee and a couple hot dogs.
Replay core lavish.
You look vaguely grossed out by that.
Just a little bit. Equip the Lockstone Warhammer and tell Mike to go.
So he's a 4, 8, 9, he's a 10 toughness.
Yeah.
He's a 13, he's a 10.
13, 10 with trample and regenerate and lifelink.
It's ridiculous.
It's almost as bad as a Primeval Titan.
Go to 14, I draw an extra card.
I thought you were just at 14. Oh, the stupid life sucker. Yeah.
Play planes.
If you kill me, he will win.
No, he won't. Because if I kill you, he's going to be right behind you. But I can't kill you because you'll just block.
I do like the way that lifelink works under the M10 rules.
Yes.
That was important.
That is better.
Yeah, there's been lots of ways where you die with a spirit left on the stack.
Damn it.
All right, screw it. I'll go for it. Whatever.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Gorilla Grodd.
He's going to kill me, and then he's going to try and kill you.
That works for me.
Seven for a debtor's knell.
No. He's... Oh, God.
Oh, God.
It's going to be annoying.
Damn it, that's funny.
Your turn.
No to self. Empty graveyard by Upkeep. I got too much stuff. What did you discard?
Discarded a Pulse of Tingle a long time ago.
Whoops.
I thought about asking you about that, but then I was too busy doing other stuff.
Having a life and stuff?
I know.
Our latest planes. What's everybody at?
5.
14.
I think I speak honestly when I say that you can't kill me with what you have on the board.
I can't.
Well, no, because life is going to zoom up to whatever that is when he blocks the Korlash.
I'm not really at 5.
You're really at 18.
If you arrest it or something like that, I'm dead as a doornail.
How does that not terrify you? Are you just used to it now?
It's a game of magic.
No.
Oh, that.
When
that
the thing vibrates, my heart jumps. It's like, what is that? Okay.
The buzz
of what is that?
She's about 4 months old now, I am a little used to it. Just 4.5 months.
4.5 months. Jam, sucker. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
What are you at?
14.
14. Okay, hang on.
I guess I wouldn't be offended if you knocked me out of the game right now, because I understand why.
Debtor's now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Should haunt something. Haunt. Haunt.
I hope so.
Okay. Okay. Let's go. 4. Master Warcraft.
So
you decide what creatures attack and how creatures block.
You choose which creatures attack this turn, you choose how each creature blocks this turn.
But do you still decide what creatures block if at all.
Yeah, because you decide how they block.
Yeah, okay. You choose how each creature blocks this turn.
So this is why I said you couldn't kill me with what's on the board. I'm very careful about stuff like that.
That is very true.
I don't have a response.
And he's tapped out. Okay, good. Okay. This is who's going to attack.
Alright.
I'm a 10.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you are.
2, 4, 6, 8. Oh, God. Okay. Brian.
Yes.
Gets the 3/3 beast and a Wirewood Savage. Mike's at what? 14?
Crap. Mm-hmm.
Mike will get... Crap. The 4/4 beast and the Rampaging Baloths. And how each creature will block is not...
All right, kind of figured.
So I'll take 10 and go to 4.
And I will die.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. I'll cycle a Twisted Abomination first.
Ha!
No, I knew when I play this deck, I either win right away or people are like, you gotta die. So, that's cool.
Is your 10, Chewy?
Yeah.
Before my turn starts, can I see your graveyard? Well, what are the creatures in your graveyard right now?
I've got Jackalope Herd and Crows and Tusker.
Okay.
Please get the Jackalope Herd.
yeah, let me get right on that.
Let's see here. How many creatures you got?
Four.
Four. I've got five. Okay.
Yeah.
One through four. I will play Jackalope Herd.
Alright.
Draw two cards. Seven. Did I play a land? I did not play a land because I didn't get my beast yet. Play a forest. Get another 4/4 beast.
What kind of life die?
I thought that was it.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Get another 4/4 beast. Boom. Okay. Just for bookkeeping ease. Yeah, there.
All right. Is that it?
That, wasn't that enough? Go. All
right.
Dead me says it was enough.
So Deader's Nail is pulling a Crows and Tusker out of your graveyard.
Of course.
I go to three and I draw an extra card. Let's see here.
Ugh. Come on, get happy.
First things first.
What are you killing?
I'm going to mortify the Rampaging Baloths.
Yeah, that's a good call. He's dead. With a Z.
And then,
now that that has passed, you could have drawn two cards off of the Crows and Tusker entering the battlefield.
I always forget that it's all beasts, not just mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, while Mike's over there plotting, of switching out the Savages for a couple of...
Garrick's Pack Leaders.
Garrick's
waiting longer for things to happen.
It's higher up on the curve.
Yeah, it costs, what, five?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
True. But it'll trigger Aether Charge and things like that.
That's true, but what other things can you actually be doing during the first few turns of the game?
I might have to make some other alterations to the deck. But yeah. Having a couple of non-beasts has always bothered me, even though they work well with beasts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
How many Pulse of the Tentacles do you have?
Just two, I think.
Just two? Okay. If you don't have a lot of creatures to play in the early game, adding more copies of Pulse of the Tangle will give you something to do.
I've got four.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, take a turn. Take a turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After I do that...
This is not Pimp My Deck Box.
I'm going to Faith's Fetters, one of the 4/4 beast tokens, and go up to seven.
Which one?
The untapped one.
Okay.
I was also thinking, like, all right.
Like, okay,
doesn't even matter if you're going to attack or not. That's just what you do. It's good discipline.
And then play Morzov Basilica and Vengeful Swamp. And then it's your turn.
Had I remembered that I hadn't played a land yet, I would have swung with the last guy. Who was it? The Savage.
Mm-hmm.
The big swing, just so you would now be at five, and it wouldn't be such a hassle. And I'll draw, and I'll draw, and I'll draw, and I'll draw. Derp.
Yeah, that's right. Nine mana.
Curl Turf is so unfair. Oh, wait, no, it's not.
Primeval Titan. What is this?
If I use Primeval Titan, get the Ravnica Caruso would be like, ha, uh-oh.
Aww.
I feel it would be so bad. That's pretty decent. Yeah, that'd be pretty decent.
And I'm a 10. This sucks.
Mm-hmm. That's the idea.
Damn, it sucks.
Yes.
Yeah, it sucks.
What's this deck? What is this deck?
That's what you're thinking about.
If it's worth it to attack with anything at all, ever.
I don't know, man.
Because I know you're just going to snatch my Rampaging Baloths and make me cry.
Of course.
Yeah.
Let's put that out there.
Inevitability is kind of on his side. If everything remains constant,
I'll suspend a search for tomorrow just because.
Okay.
It's not a spell. My jackalope heart is still like.
Hey, guys.
Come on, be happy.
Fap, fap. Did I play land?
I don't know. Probably not.
I don't think I did.
I don't think you did either.
Play forest.
Don't get a beast.
Don't get a beast. Okay. Let's go and see what happens.
Dadder's Nail is going to pick up the Rampaging Bat'loth.
Yep. This time I will draw two cards.
Yeah. Oh, and I lose a life and I get an extra card.
Yeah, you do.
That's right. It looks like a 9 from where I was sitting.
Play a swamp and get a beast.
Actually, it's a 6.
I will draw two cards. Okay.
Pillory of the Sleepless on your other 4/4 beast.
Okay.
Combat. I'll attack with Crows and Tusker and Blind Hunter.
I will block the Tusker with the Jackalope Herd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 1-3. 4-5. 6-7. I'll Hunting Pack for 2 beasts.
Yep, certainly
jump to my hand. I'll get, where are they? These are 4-4s. Okay, I'll get 2 more 4-4s.
This might not end well.
Screw it, I'll draw 2 cards from the first one. Okay, I'm good with that.
I forget the 4/4.
Oh yeah, I got another 4/4. Yeah! And I'll take 2. Go to 8.
Alright. Post-combat.
Post-combat.
I'll play a Shrieking Grotesque. I spent black to play him, so discard a card. I'm sure you don't care.
How about I discard this Midsummer Revel, since it's kind of useless?
Yeah. All right. Your turn.
On 7. Goes to 1. Beast tokens! Ho! You guys are not tokens. You guys are just dices.
Deuce.
Deuce! Okay, let's play a Contested Cliffs.
Well, damn.
Put a Gruul Turf on top of it. Play a Ravenous Bat'loth.
Well, double damn.
Inevitability shifting.
And screw it, I'll draw 2 cards. Let's go ahead and sack this guy for 4 life. Here's your Pillory of the Sleepless back.
Uh-huh.
Let's go ahead and sack this guy for 4 life. Here's your Faith Fetters back.
Uh-huh.
Jump to 15. That's what I was digging for, right there.
I kind of figured. I was like, he hasn't played Ravenous Bat'loth yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lord, what a bunch of cards. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Hmm.
dog.
Oh, that was rainy? Okay. Sounded like Mike's stomach.
Always blaming on the dog. Hey.
Okay. Gruul Turf and Contested Cliffs are going to have your gargoyle and the 3-3 beast punch each other.
He dies.
He dies.
Your beast gets tapped. They get tapped, or does Gruul Turf not do that? Or, I mean, does Kineta do that?
Nope. Choose target beast you control, and a target creature an opponent controls. Each creature deals damage equal to its power to the other.
Well, right.
It is not going into the arena. It's standing up and beating the crap out of each other. There's no ritualized combat here, buddy.
2 damage on the thing.
And 2 damage on the beast, yes.
Better sack it.
Better sack it.
I got something. Yeah, it's ruined now.
Sack, buddy. Okay, combat.
Alright.
Okay. Got a jackalope herd, just so you know. What you got in yours?
Shrieking Grotesque. That's it.
That's it. Okay.
This is good. The gargoyle that would not die.
So that's if you play, use black to cast it, I discard a card.
To cast it, yeah.
It's not one of those, it's a sorcery, and if you pay black, you get to keep the creature.
Correct.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those were in Dissension.
Right.
Ah. And the Uncommons. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Garrick Wild Speaker.
I should make a free Tibet shirt.
So free not combat anymore?
Did I say combat?
Yeah, you said combat, and you're like, da-da-da-da-da, Garrick. I'll let you take it back.
Garrick's back in hand. Okay. Okay, combat.
What's that other mana tap for, by the way?
4 of it was for the Baloth,
yeah,
and then...
Oh, that was his turn. Just, oh, okay.
Yes,
yeah.
It's just been a long turn. It's a chewy turn.
Is that counter on the Search for Tomorrow correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I've been watching.
Yeah. Okay. This 3-3 is going to attack. All
right.
This 4-4 is going to attack. All
right.
This 4-4 is going to. Wee, all the way home. All
right. I block the 3-3 with one of my Orzhov Guild Mages.
Okay.
I block the 4-4 with the Rampaging Baloth.
Okay.
All right. So, now what?
I forgot you had a Dirty Null over there. I'm a big idiot. I was like, I can kill the Baloth, and that doesn't matter. You'll just get it right back.
Yeah, exactly.
But okay. That's cool. These will trade.
All right.
This guy will die.
Okay.
Then I'll play Garrick.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I'll untap 2 lands to put him to 4.
He untapped the Condensed Glyphs and the Gruul Turf, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Listeners, forgot about them. And then I'll veil cliffs with oh crap, I'm out of beasts.
That's 4-4.
I guess this 4-4 and we'll kill the Bala so it can't attack next turn.
Yeah.
You know you're gonna get it back in a second.
Yeah, yeah. Right there.
Oh, but he might want the guild mage back.
Oh yeah.
No.
Okay, and I still have freaking 10 cards in hand, so I will drop Jackalabird, because it's funny.
While you're doing that, at the end of your turn, I'm going to go ahead and use Orzhov Guild Mage to gain 1 life. So I'm at 7.
Crap. I'll drop a Pulse of the Tangle. Crap. And I'll drop a...
Respawn magic doesn't really work with 3 people.
No.
Not really.
No.
Go.
Alright.
Bless you.
I had that thought earlier, and I was just confirming it.
Untap all these guys. Mm-hmm. Dead or Nail will get the Rampaging Baloth that is right here.
I will draw 2 cards.
I go to 6, I draw an extra card. Let's see here. Exactly.
All in all, I think I have not screwed up too many times.
Not as far as I've been counting.
At least I don't have a 6-6 trample rolling at me this turn.
I was kind of confused why he didn't roll with the bat the very first chance he could after I died.
I was wondering that myself, and then I was hoping he didn't realize that it had
flying. No. At that point, I was wanting to wait to see what would happen, and like maybe I would need to block with it it could haunt something and I could drain someone again.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, so white and black.
Full set, I guess.
To... Castigate Chewy. So you reveal your hand, and I get to exile a card in it. A non-land card in it.
Oh, okay, cool. Just one?
Yeah.
I got a Tusker, Godsire, Hunting Pack, 2 land, Protean Hulk, another land, 3 land, Master Warcraft, Aether Charge.
Wow.
Yep, you're gonna die.
I'm gonna die like 7 ways.
Yep.
I know what I would choose. I wonder if Mike would agree.
I don't know. Let's find out.
Let's find out.
Charge.
The Aether Charge.
Yeah.
Okay. Aether Charge has been exiled.
I was gonna choose either that one or the Master Warcraft.
If I chose the Master Warcraft, then I would definitely die. If I choose.
Oh, because I don't know. Can I cast? Never mind.
If that was the only thing I was able to get out of your hand, because you'd just like either charge, and I'll later turn, it's like, blah, you die.
That's true.
I guess.
All right. So that's
still
done.
Thought. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
because this can kill him right now.
I know.
That can maybe kill him later.
That's what I was, yeah.
But, you know, whatever, it's Mike. He might have another cast to get in hand.
Maybe he does. Let's find out.
Well, bollocks.
All right, Planar's up, Basilica, and bounce a swamp. I get another 4/4 beast.
I'll draw 2 cards. I don't think I've ever had 2 Wirewood Savages out and just kept drawing with them. This is nuts. Excuse me.
All right, combat.
Yep.
I'll use Croson Tusker to attack Garrick.
Okay. Oh, no, it's sad.
That's right.
I'll throw a savage in the way.
That's right. All right, it's your turn now.
Okay, it's my turn now. Garrick was like, I can do this! No, shut up. You're an idiot. You're a big, dumb, stupid head.
Upkeep.
Okay, Search for Tomorrow will go off. Get a basic land card and put it in the play. Get a mountain.
Hold on a deck, and this is going to be great.
It's getting close. If I wanted to waste some time, I'd count them, but I don't want to waste some time.
That's a good choice.
How long have I been recording, anyway?
Right now, the total file is at 1 hour, 40 minutes.
Cool. Okay. Now my turn starts. Draw this.
Tap this, kill that.
He posted a comment on the website already.
Mm-hmm.
It said, hello.
Hello.
Hello? Hello. I wish... Never mind.
And I am on my phone.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I have yet to draw another freaking... Oh, it's the baby again. Oh, jeez, oh, God. Okay.
I'm dead.
Oh,
is
no.
Is he going to grab it? Is he going to grab it?
Oh, don't start this.
Oh,
wait, that one has more. Don't show him that one. There you go.
Okay.
Oh, she's done now. She doesn't need it nonsense.
I got time to fool with you.
She liked the top one better.
Okay, here we go. Maybe.
See, I'm safe from the Master of Warcraft right now. I gotta worry.
Yeah, how much does it cost to gain life?
3 mana.
To gain a life?
To gain 1 life.
Baby made a cool noise. Yeah, so right now I can't kill him right now. Mm-hmm. If you give it a second.
Okay.
What was that?
Nothing. I didn't say it. Damn.
Damn right you didn't. I'm still trying to figure out how not to lose over here. Shut up. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I got 12. I got 15 mana if I want it. That's freaking awesome.
It's great.
And therefore... Okay, hold on. How about I don't screw this all up?
I want to see a beast that when it comes into play, it punches a player, and the player punches it back equal to their life total.
That'd be pretty banging.
That'd be pretty awesome, actually. Okay. Here we go. Okay, here we go. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Protean Hulk.
Alright.
I'll draw a card.
Things are about to get terrible up in here.
Terrible. I did not play a land. That was from
That's right.
The Search for Tomorrow. I'll play a Gruul Turf. Bounce this mountain. Okay, hold on, hold on.
You can do it.
The Contested Cliffs will have the Baloth and the Guildmage punch each other, one of your Guildmages.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay. I'll roll Garrick up to 5 to untap 2 lands. This Gruul Turf. That Gruul Turf. One, two, three, four, five, six. This Gruul Turf and this Contested Cliffs, because I can't count. Because I had to bounce one of them. Because I'm stupid. Shut up.
Well, such a nice guy, I make you take that crap back.
Yeah, I probably should. Okay. That was just dirty. That was totally not right.
That's very honest of you.
Sure.
You are totally not right.
I hate you, by the way. Let's play...
I appreciate your honesty.
For 4... Another Ravenous Bella.
All right.
Draw a card. I got 11 cards in hand. I will... Combat is pointless. Combat is pointless. I guess. Go. I'll discard some cards.
An Eternal Gain. 2 life, summon 8.
Discard a 7 Oasis. 10. I'll discard a Gruul Turf. Discard a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Discard a mountain.
That all?
4, 5, 6, 7. Yep, that's all.
Alright, I'll get a Wirewood Savage out of your graveyard.
I will not draw a card from that.
Good.
Wow. All of these cards in my graveyard, it's 2 Jackalope Herds, and that Wirewood Savage
is go 7 and I draw an extra card?
Yeah, you do.
I'll play a Plains. I get a Beast. I also draw a card.
Jam!
So I have a Savage.
Oh, it's a baby. Okay, sorry. Sorry, I had to knock you out to not win there, Brian.
That's okay. That's all right. I understood.
And let's just go ahead and be honest with one another about this.
What you going to do? You going to drain 15 or something? That'd be awesome, actually.
I'll pay 6 for a Phyrexian Rebirth. So we destroy all the creatures, and then I get a that much, colorless horror.
Artifact.
No, it's oh, yeah, it's an artifact.
Yeah, creature. It's an artifact. Right. Okay. Well, that changes things just slightly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to respond. Of right. course.
Good choice. There's only one actually good way to do this. From what I can see from my chair.
I'm going to sack this spell off.
Mm-hmm.
Gain 4 life.
Yeah.
I'm going to sack this spell off to gain 4 life.
All right.
Which will leave the Protean Hulk to give me something in a minute.
Yeah.
Did you gain 8 life?
So I gain 8 life, so I'm at 23 now. What?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
9, 3, 10. Okay.
I got 10 creatures.
I got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, I count 10 creatures as well.
10 creatures total? 8, 9, 10. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Because I got 2.
Glad we can all count.
Yep.
To 10.
So you get a 10-10.
I do.
Scary dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I will go search for any number of creature cards with total cost 6 or less.
These guys go in your graveyard.
Oh, thank you, sir. I don't mind if I do that.
And the blind hunter haunts the horror.
Okay. Does it see the horror?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, its haunt triggers when it dies, but it can't be put on the stack until after Phyrexian Birth is done resolving.
And it doesn't target?
No.
No.
No, it can't. It doesn't choose its targets until it gets put on the stack.
Oh,
and that's okay. Not until after Phyrexian Birth is done resolving anyway.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So any number of things that cost total of what?
6.
6.
I guess the only intelligent thing would be to get a Rampaging Bellos.
Yeah, that's up there.
Ain't it just? Which is good, because my next draw was a Garrick, mm-hmm. then a land, then a Garrick. So I'm so glad that I get to shuffle. Otherwise, I'd be all pissed off.
All right. So.
Here you go, sir.
I'm going to mortify that Baloth you just got.
Oh, you're a bastard.
Yeah.
I have to ask you a question. Were you holding that mortify?
When he could have overran with Garrick? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was like, why didn't he Master Warcraft overrun for the win?
But you didn't know I was holding removal.
Because I sort of forgot about Garrick's overrun, because Garrick is there to untap lands and make beasts.
Okay. I was like, sort of and like, I was trying hard not to say anything. And
sort of like Mike walking with the Abyss Persecutor.
Kind of.
It's the same thing.
Honestly, I didn't realize it until Brian got the look on his face, and I'm like, oh damn, Garrick's ultimate only costs 4. Crap.
I'm
going to die.
I thought you knew that. Why you attacked into Garrick.
I'm going to play another guild mage.
I thought that's why you attacked into Garrick to try and get it down. So you
I attacked
Garrick
to try to get rid of him.
Yeah, because he was attacking for 6 when Garrick was at 4.
Mm-hmm. All right, your turn.
Okay, my turn. Thank you for mortifying my dude, you filthy whore.
You're welcome.
I'm glad that I'm welcome. I drove his cars. So what are you at?
7.
God almighty. Won't you die?
Won't you hurry up and kill me?
I'm working on it. Wait a minute, are you tapped out?
Land-wise, yeah.
Oh, I guess I'll kill you then. Okay, cool. Let's go 1, 2, 3, 4, and a red, play Aether Charge.
Ha.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Oh, yeah, you got whatever.
Yeah, and then I hunting peg for 2 and kill you.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay,
awesome.
I just drew that Aether Charge right then. Mm. I was like, Aether Charge.
Honestly, my decision earlier when I castigated you, it was really hard to choose between the Aether Charge and the hunting peg.
And the hunting peg.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I guess because I got killed by the Master Warcraft, my vision was
because I didn't know whether I would have my mortify available later to kill the. To kill the Aether Charge.
Makes sense.
Because I might need to kill a creature with it.
I've been holding a Godsire mm-hmm. since the game started, and I never had a chance to play it and have it
matter.
Do anything, mm-hmm. you know, because all my, these other turns I'm using all this mana to do this crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Which is too bad.
I still got to see one of my new cards for this deck, and it was awesome. The Phyrexian Rebirth.
Uh-huh.
I still want one of those from one of you two. Just for the record. Just
well, throwing that out there. All 3 of my copies went into here, so I don't have any left.
I'm building a deck, so I may or may not have any. Yeah.
You still haven't opened all the rest of your Besiege packs, though.
I haven't opened any of my Besiege packs. With the 9 that were in the fat pack and the 2 from Wizards, I've got 11 packs.
We just opened those Mirren ones to try to find Go for the Throats, and we didn't find any Go for the Throats.
Go for the Throats are going for like $250 on Star City.
I believe it.
Yeah. Randy sold me some for 2 each.
Because they're ridiculous.
They're great.
So should we pause a minute while we all find decks and stuff?
Yeah.
Are we going to do one more game, or are we just going to go into Final Thoughts? Where are we?
That's 1 minute, 1 hour and 55 minutes.
Yeah, let's do one more. Okay. We always go long on live games. So, this is more of the Legend of Zelda medley from Arm Cannon. Be right back. And do that again.
Someday we'll learn.
Who's going first?
You are.
You are.
It wasn't as funny the second time.
No, no. I don't even know why you tried.
For the listeners, man. Supposed to ask stupid questions on the air so we can make fun of you.
As opposed to making stupid decisions.
Look,
while I'm playing games.
Oh, no, I couldn't have won. Because you had a mortify. But I didn't know I couldn't have won because I didn't know I could have won. Anyway, my last name.
What?
Nothing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Why don't you take your turn?
What? Oh.
Who's going first?
Sorry. Play a mountain, go.
Oh, Lord, she's going. She didn't roll over and crawl away.
She's not crawling yet. She's rolling.
Kind of flailing
is she
around.
She's crawling.
Flailing away.
Is she crawling?
No, she's just crawling.
Okay, good.
Oh. Look, now you pointed out that she's not crawling and now she's on the head.
Well, he doesn't want to miss it hanging out with us morons.
I know, right?
Pretty much.
Stupids.
Not to mention
I'll
it's
go
a little
swamp.
Early. Isn't it? I don't know.
Death Greeter.
Ooh.
Go. Uh-huh. Not a bad first turn play.
Whenever
another creature is put into a graveyard from play, I may gain one life. And then I scratch myself.
Play a forest.
I really need to trim all this crap off. It's starting
and
to get
I pass
weird.
The turn mm-hmm. to you.
That's a not swamp, right?
I'll play planes, and your turn.
Christ.
Okay, I can't remember which of Dirk's, which of Mike's decks is red and white in it.
I'm getting the feeling it's the one that we always sort of, back when we were trying to figure out the out-of-the-deck-box comparisons, it was the one that we lumped with my Mass Kill deck.
Mm. Okay, I'll figure it out.
For two, I will play... And if the shadow swing at Mike for one for having red and white, go!
Oh my god!
I should have swung for two, I'm stupid.
Oh look, my heart is still here.
Oh, piss. I'll gain a life from the shadow dies.
I'll play an ooze garden. Go ahead.
Ooze. So who's your new general?
I have two new generals.
Sweet.
You have two new EDH decks?
Yes.
It's not the Sleeper Overlord?
Correct.
Oh, crap.
And it's your turn, Chewie.
Okay.
The first one was the one that I really wanted to build, and then as I was building it, I kept getting ideas for this other one. So the second one, the one I put together as you guys were getting here, I'm actually more interested in.
Sam thinks that second deck is dumb. Play it. Daddy, you're stupid. What does Ooze Garden do?
I can pay one in the green and sacrifice a non-ooze creature, put an XX green ooze creature token onto the battlefield where X is the sacrifice creature's power. Play this ability only anytime I could play a sorcery. Activate this ability only anytime I could activate it. Play a sorcery. And cast a sorcery.
Dear oh, God. Sorcery. Sam does not agree.
You have totally pissed Sam off now. Net the traitor. I will... I will swing at Brian with the two Nether guys and Mike with the Death Greeter.
So okay. I'm getting attacked for two?
Yep. One with Shadow. Ooh. So
can't
take
block
one,
it.
And take one Shadow damage.
Whenever another creature... So whenever any creature dies, you can pay a black and pop it back?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Whenever wow. a player has taken 20 or more Shadow damage, he loses the game.
Oh.
You done?
As long as the amount of Shadow damage game. They've taken is... Greater than or equal to their life total. Go. Or something. Shut up.
Blah, 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 words. Something.
Stop saying words.
I'll play a Kazandu Refuge and Gain a Life.
Ooh, curses.
Oh, he just time walked your Nether Trader.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
For the record, I hate you.
Sheevan Gorge. I'll pay four for a Magus of the Tabernacle.
That's right. I know this deck. I think you just made an immortal enemy here.
Oh, I'm sure I did.
That's great.
Yep.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is that during each player's upkeep or during your upkeep?
All creatures have. At the beginning of your upkeep, sacrifice this creature. Unless you pay one.
Okay.
I can live with that.
Yeah, that's not so bad.
Your turn.
Pay one to keep a Death Greeter alive. These two will die.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. I will gain two. I don't have a life! Obviously, I'm sitting here with you guys. Where's Oh, that was mean. I take that back. I love you guys. Mike, because he's dumb, and Brian, because Mike's dumb.
I get that a lot.
Glad I could help.
Where's my other D10? Oh, there
it is.
So I'm at 22. Mm-hmm. And then I'll draw this card. I hate that.
Oh, jam.
Sucker. What is he at? 2-6?
Yep.
Swing at Brian with the death greeter.
2-6?
Yes, oh. He is.
6?
He's ridiculous.
What the heck?
Okay. People don't creatures. Play with him for some reason. But he's ridiculous.
Because it makes people hate you.
Well, okay. I guess that's a good reason.
That's me.
Telephone.
This is really dangerous.
Yeah.
As Chewie walks away, I'll play a pandemonium.
Pandemonium. What's the talent?
That's exactly what you play when someone's not at the table.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I think I'm gonna die, but this game is gonna be fast no matter what.
Alright, so you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Alright.
I assume Chewie doesn't have a response to my pandemonium.
Probably not, with all that black men over there.
Yeah.
Alright, untap, upkeep.
I was about to forget. You had your hand on the next card, and I was like,
I'll pay for him with the Sheevan Gorge. I'm not going to use it right now. And then? I'll play a Sun Home Fortress of the Legion.
Okay. How much does it cost to activate?
4.
And tap.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Oh. Da 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 da. I'm going to. Actually, I'm just going to chill out.
Okay.
Okay, what I miss?
Brian played a pandemonium.
Sweet. It was a girl?
Uh-huh.
So I had to talk to his legs.
Oh, okay.
Played a pandemonium, passed to him. He almost forgot about the trigger, but didn't. And he played a Sun Home. And he said he was done.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
Or he said he's gonna just sit tighter or something to that effect.
He wanted to keep a death greeter alive. Draw this.
Mumble, 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 something stupid. Mumble, mumble.
One, two, three. Buried alive.
Okay.
I thought that was pretty cool. Let's get another death greeter. Blood gassed.
All right.
And just to be funny, where'd it go? I'll get. Wait, that won't actually be funny. That would be completely stupid. So let's get. Oh, another. Blood gassed.
Actually, once your deck gets set up, it doesn't really give a damn about the Magus.
Nah. But I'm not set up yet.
Yeah.
It's come over here cursing you. Curse, curse, curse. Of course, in order to do that, I had to play my swamp. Damn it. Mm-hmm.
Another Nether Trader and 2 Blood Gas?
2 Blood Gas.
Some wrong one. I actually lost count.
It happens. Okay, shuffle all that. Give it to you to cut. They will go in, it doesn't matter what order, because there's Nether Traders on the bottom, Nether Shadows on the bottom. Poke Brian, because I can't poke Mike.
17.
At the end of Chewie's turn, because I don't want my Magus to digest yet, I'll play a Kicked Orym's Thunder to destroy Pandemonium and deal 4 damage to Death Creator.
I gain a life. No, that's a freaking... Never mind. Oh, I can't pay black! Damn it! So that was Lex. She wanted to know if I wanted to do lunch. She didn't know when we were starting dorking. But since we started dorking, I said, hey, we're probably going to take lunch probably after this game, maybe.
Very soon, yeah.
And I'm going to give her a call. She said, oh, that might be fun.
Yeah.
I have stuff for sandwiches here. I figured we could stay in rather than going out like we always do.
Well, let's call her anyway.
Yeah, we'll call her anyway. Tell her to come over and have a sandwich.
Yeah.
I'll play a mountain and play a pandemonium.
Awesome.
That's pretty awesome, actually.
Go ahead.
All right. Pay for the upkeep of Sheevan Gorge.
Okay, here's a question. If another shadow comes back during my upkeep...
Well, the beginning of our upkeep is already passed.
Okay, yeah, just has to be on the staff.
Some of those things that triggers and nothing happens, and then later, okay. Checking.
So...
She's going to really let you go there.
She is not happy about having her diaper taken off, I think.
Browbeat, just putting it out there.
What is it?
I'm not going
to... unless someone takes five damage, I'm going to draw three cards.
I'll take five.
All right.
I thought you would.
I'm at 22, so I'm at 17.
I'll tag Chewy for two more.
Oh, I'm at 15. That backfired.
Now it's Chewy's turn.
Okay. Oh, this is in the
group. Oh, crap. Why'd I attack? I'm going to freaking die.
How are you going to die?
Yeah, really. How are you going to die?
Because there's the pandemonium and all those guys are going to jump in.
Okay, one of my guys is going to jump in.
Well, you don't have a... unless you draw a swamp.
The Nether Trader will come back because there's four creatures on top of him.
The Nether Shadow.
I mean, Shadow. Yeah, that guy. And then I will draw my card and I'll draw this card.
Pandemonium did trigger, by the way, but it was May, so we didn't remind you about it.
You do your turn.
Oh, you play replay Pandemonium.
Yes.
Just for
that's why Mike was all like, I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
Two blood guests. We'll come back.
But they don't have haste yet.
They don't have haste yet.
Not yet.
Hang on.
I think I know what you're thinking, but I don't know if it's worth it.
We'll have to see, won't we?
This blood guest will shoot Mike for two.
Alright, 16.
This blood guest will shoot itself for two.
Alright.
When a creature goes to the graveyard, I'll pay two black to get these two Nether Traders back.
Alright.
And
shoot themselves.
Shoot them. No. I'll shoot.
It's a cycle of death.
I'll shoot each of you for one more.
Alright.
With the Nether Traders. Okay. Now, I will combat.
Will you combat?
I will combat. Keep it even, Mike. You get a Nether. Shadow, Brian, you get the two Nether Traders. It'll put you both at 14, right? Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
And then, my grand plan for all of this nonsense is to pay three for a Hecatomb, which I have never freaking played since I put it in the deck.
That's amazing.
When Hecatomb comes into play, sacrifice four creatures or bury Hecatomb. Sacrifice these four creatures. I can now tap a swamp you control to deal one damage to target creature player. My swamps are freaking pingers.
Okay.
And Brian's going to be like, and naturalize. And I'll go...
Are you done?
Are you going to naturalize it?
No.
Go.
Maybe.
Well, as long as you are going to...
I don't know. Right, I'm kind of living off the top of the deck.
Hi, baby.
That's an interesting...
Oh, she's blowing bubbles. Oh, she has a bear.
Okay, Mike, I'm not going to kill you because I like... And I'm not going to kill your Magus because I kind of like what your Magus is doing.
What are you grinning at?
I'm actually not so sure the way it contributed to Chewie's 10-hit combo over there.
Still, I'll let you keep it. You're at 15, you're at 14?
That's correct.
What's 14 minus 8?
6.
Spectral Force.
Oh, okay.
But he's going to be hitting Chewie. Wait, because he has black permanence. So, yeah, he's still going to hit you for 8.
Oh, if it's controlled, no black permanence. Okay, yeah. So I will go to 7.
Yes. Brian specializes in pass game.
Hi, Sam.
Now he will die. Go, Mike.
All right.
You want to talk to the listeners? Dozens of people are listening to us play.
Not live, though.
Well, not live. But by the time they listen to this, it'll be live.
Yeah. Just like TiVo.
Oh, boy.
Exactly.
I'll pay for the Magus with the Shiva Gorge. Oh, this is not going well.
You haven't drawn another land yet, have you?
No.
I'd like to point out that Mike has not drawn a land in about two turns of this fairly high pace game. Fast pace. Something. 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 Mm. Dark side.
I don't know.
Something. Something. Complete. Which am I more concerned about? Hecatomb or Pandemonium?
He's going to blow one of them up.
Probably Pandemonium.
Given what's in his deck, I would say that too. And I'm not just saying, I've played it now, I don't care if you blow it up. But I don't think that's the wise decision.
No. Either one is going to kill me eventually if I don't destroy it. So, but really, Chewy will double kill us with both of them in play.
Bam, bam.
So I'm going to not kick Aurum Sun Pandemonium right now.
Okay.
I hit my ring on the table, sorry.
Oh, I was like, oh my god, are you okay?
Oh, you got your bear. I don't want your bear. You can hold on to it.
Like, but you expressed interest. Take the bear!
She's not letting go. She's a, what's the phrase? Indian giver? I was always confused.
Somewhere Squanto goes.
I was always confused. Is that saying that the Indians did that, or is that saying that people did that to the Indians? Because the second is more historically accurate.
Right.
It's like, you can have this land until we want it. Then you can go over there until we want that, too.
Oh, no.
Bear fell on the floor.
Bear didn't fall on the floor. She chucked Bear on the floor. Come here, we'll do.
She's going to help me figure out what to play to beat you.
Well, I'm done with my turn.
Oh, hi, Bear. It's a 2-2. I got a 2-2. I take 2.
Is that a grizzly bear? I don't think it's a grizzy bear.
It's not very grizzly. Well,
okay. I might be done with all the rest of my turns, too.
All right, you done now?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Is anything coming back? 1, 2, 3. Hey, Nether Shadow comes back. Sweet.
Really?
Yeah, because there's Bloodgast and 2 Nether Shadow.
Oh, that's right.
I wonder if I still have my Ice Age Hecatomb. Or maybe Thomas has it now.
You are drooling all over
I think Thomas has my Ice Age Hecatomb in his Nether Shadow deck.
Thomas has another Shadow deck?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm terrified of Brian. Brian, take one.
Here, from what? From what?
The Pandemonium.
Oh, you pulled Pandemonium. That's like, awesome. Never
see,
mind.
See, because you're going to double kill us with both of those enchantments.
Yeah, yeah, good call. Good call.
I'm like, why am I taking
Nicely
one?
Nicely done, sir. Because I don't like you anymore. I don't like food anymore.
Carrie.
Something words. Fucking face.
Lex called Chewy. Would you like to see her? Okay. You did?
I don't think I gave her the full details, but...
Okay. You were all surreptitious about it.
It's because I was trying to get back to the game, man.
The baby is watching this game with great interest.
There are a lot of bright colors on the table right now.
That's true. That and Daddy's got her so she can't look anywhere else. Bear? Nope, doesn't care. Okay. Sorry, I'm playing, yes. Let's pay
There we go. Come on.
No, she wasn't really paying attention to the bear.
Let's pay 2.
Bear, go on.
She would rather gnaw on Brian, because Brian is also delicious.
Sure.
I have no idea what to do here.
I don't know, it's telling you, man.
Wow. I got like 3 things I could, well, 4 things I can play, but I don't know which one is
slime off on his pant leg.
Drool slime, I like that.
I don't know which one is dumb and which one is not dumb. Let's go with this. Morph creature.
Alright.
Nether Shadow.
Okay.
Okay.
What is the morph creature?
It's a 2-2, it has no creature type. No
thank you.
And it costs colorless.
Glad you got my back there, dog.
That was a snap into 2 thumbs up, just in case the listeners were, what the hell was that? I now have some walkers that can suck up a couple of damage, which is really all I need at this point.
Yeah?
Because you tapped all your swamps.
Well, I had to play blockers. Go. So the Hecatomb is not like a win condition or anything.
Upkeep. Look at that.
Just to make people freak out.
Yeah. It's there because it says sacrifice 4 creatures, and this is a deck that can do that and not give half a damn. It's like, okay, fine.
Here's 30% of a damn. Is that enough? Sounds great.
Damn. I have a terrible decision to make.
Oh. Do it wrong.
I have to try and figure out if
play
I want...
Mike and or Chewy.
If I want Chewy around for it.
At this point, my deck has hummed smoothly enough for these first five turns that you can kill me and I'll
attack Chewy.
Attack Chewy, okay. Bastard. So he's an 8-8?
Yes.
Oh, look, I tapped out. What a stupid face.
I'm trying to figure out what your morph is.
It's probably a Bane of the Lumen. That's the only thing I can think of.
That'd be awesome.
I'd be okay with that.
Considering I couldn't kill off his 8-8.
Exactly. Why do you think I'm good with it? Did I say you could kill it?
Okay, tell you what. I will block with the two Nether Shadows to go to one.
Okay.
Okay.
I do not kill you.
They will die. I will not pay black to get anything back. Or any of that stuff. Because fuck. I got a morph.
Yay.
He's a stupid head. He's a little man stupid head.
Past Mike.
All right. I got to think hard about this during my upkeep. Because,
mana.
Exactly. But I don't know if I'm actually going to draw something. But if I do, then I can get out of this hole. If I don't, whatever.
The decisions of Mike.
Will not having the Magus out anymore...
You said you're at one, right?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't actually roll my dice. Excuse me.
Well, so, not having the Magus anymore...
Seven looks like one.
So not having the Magus anymore means I really do got nothing. So that's an issue.
Even if you use your 5 mana by not keeping Magus alive, will you still have nothing?
I don't know. I'll have to see when I draw. That's the kind of situation.
So you've got something in your hand that costs 5 and you don't know if you're going to draw a land. It's that...
Everything is screwed up and I only have one mountain.
I see. Okay.
Everything is screwed up and I only have one source of red. That's what's happening right now. Oh, thank you, Brian.
Hey, wait just a damn minute. Let's pass. All right,
I'm not going to pay the cost for the Magus.
Yay, Taz. All
right.
Heart of the Guard? Was it a land?
No.
Okay. Something that costs 15? Yeah.
Now I really do have nothing. Your turn.
Woo-hoo. Wow.
I'm still alive.
I do believe I won't be attacking you.
Well, that's all. Oh, wait.
Unless you, you know...
Nothing comes back.
Do something to make me want to kill you.
Draw this?
Like, look at me. Or look at my baby.
She's so cute. It's disgusting.
Ooh, I don't have to pay for that.
Play a swamp.
I actually have.
Two blood guests. Nobody is at any life below anything, so that doesn't really help.
You could ping them with your swamps. To get back your traitors to hit somebody for two.
That's true. That's bad, but that's true.
I do not speak in untruths. I just speak in bad truths. Five.
It won't keep me alive,
but
it's funny.
Okay.
Eldrazi Monument.
Woot woot.
That is kind of cool.
It still won't keep me alive, though, but... Creatures I control get +1/+1, have flying, and are indestructible. And if Bingham outkeeps, sack a creature, and if I can't, sack the monument. So I've now got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 toughness. So it doesn't keep
Not
me
really,
alive.
Because Blood Gas can't block.
Oh, so Blood Gas can't block anyway. So it doesn't keep me alive, but damn it, it's funny.
Yeah.
And I've got this card in hand.
That's a great deck for an Eldrazi Monument.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I fly over your head and you're dead.
Eldrazi Monument is like, sack this guy! He'll be back in a minute. People are like, why all drones of money? It's back when they were going for like lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, maybe I should know. No, I shouldn't.
And now they've kind of fallen off.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they're still not cheap yet.
It will be in a second.
What's happening in a second?
The rotation. Are they important in extended?
Oh, like in
oh, they probably will
7
be
months.
Actually, they will be important
not a second.
In extended after the other stuff falls out.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to lose...
Zendikar moves into extended.
We're going to lose Lorwyn. Right?
I got nothing. So
yeah.
Okay. I'll say go. And hope that you don't kill me just so I can have one more turn to
Lauren play. Will be gone.
We'll see.
Lauren will be gone.
Whether or not you live extended, depends on what I draw.
Will be gone.
Extended.
Extended right now extended is just weird. Standard's greatest hits from back in the day. Mm-hmm. It's all like fairies and freaking mm-hmm. that sort of thing.
Extended has been fairies and other things for a long time now.
Well, no, when they made it double standard, the fairies went... We all thought they were going to be big, and they weren't. But now that all the stuff from...
What was right, true.
What was before Lorwyn? Time Spiral?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now the Time Spiral's gone. Tarmogoyf is gone. That's a big thing.
Okay.
Fairies are all over the place now. Mm. They might not have been nowhere in Extended, but they weren't the one thing that we all were afraid of
right.
in Extended. Listen to us talking about tournaments.
We're
so cute.
What do we know? I can't even block correctly. What you got, man?
I'm going to attack Chewy.
And Chewy will...
Shoot me for one.
Shoot you for one.
Okay, 13. Right.
But,
What was the morph? What was the morph?
It was, I hope you don't attack me, so I can flip up my Legion of the Pit and block that thing forever. It's what it was. Because it's now an 8-8 if I morph it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, but he attacked me anyway. I had a Plague Lord in hand.
Cool.
Oh, Doomgape, which I couldn't play. It's been that.
Go ahead.
At the end of Brian's turn, I'll use Sheevan Gorse to deal him a damage.
12.
Thank you for not just up and killing me, by the way.
Yeah, I wasn't going to do it unless you came over here. I didn't think you were.
Oh, I guess we can't like one morph creature. Oh, and then he'll kill me. And then I can't block. I can't block anyway. Go.
All right. On something. That's, well.
You didn't say something good.
I've been holding this in my hand the entire game, and I was like, I don't want to use that with you. And then I realized I don't want to use it against Mike either.
All right.
I just don't want to play. I'm more afraid of playing against more people.
Red, white, and two more.
Okay.
For Johnny Vengeant.
Okay.
And he is going to lock up Spectral Force.
Okay.
Your turn.
That changes what I was going to do.
Can't see, don't feel like moving.
4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh my god, what is that?
Use the Null Spine Dragon. I will not use its ability to make me discard my hand and draw cards equal to the number of damage you've been dealt this turn.
You could.
I was going to after I hit you for 8, and then that didn't happen. Go ahead.
That would have been pretty balling.
That actually would have been pretty cool, actually.
All right.
I'm wondering. I'll have to ask the question about what that would have turned out.
This is embarrassing.
Why does it have 5 counters on it? It starts at
3. Because I'm dumb.
Because it actually starts at 4.
Yeah.
So we rolled it up one.
Duh.
Anytime you're ready.
Oh, Brian called you a stupid faced man again.
I'll use Johnny's plus one to lock up the Spectral Force again.
Okay.
I'll use Sheevan Gorse to ping you.
Okay.
I'll play a Boros Garrison and bounce Sun home. I did draw another red source, but it was too slow.
A double, yeah.
Your turn, Brian.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
No. I was going to answer his question.
I locked up the Special Force. He doesn't.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Absolutely right.
That's correct. Combat.
All right.
Dragon at Ajani.
Alright. Bye, Ajani.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's great to have lots of mana. I'll play a Hearthcage Giant.
It's great to have lots of mana.
Two, three, ones.
Alright.
Go ahead.
Why would this mountain tap? Stop it.
Because it's not in sleeves.
Must be. Alright.
Blitz on him. Finally.
Tap a million. That's three. Stupid.
4, 5, 6. Desolation Giant with kicker. Destroy all other creatures.
That's fine.
Brian is not amused with your chance.
Including the elements.
I know. It's okay.
Your turn.
Yeah, they're just dice.
No, 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 it's okay.
Oh, no, it's okay. Oh,
he's going to play another Hearth Cage?
It's okay.
I didn't get what I thought I did. 1, 2, 3, 4. Play a Rakamar.
Alright.
Rakamar!
Not yet. Go ahead.
Sorry. And I was thinking one of these two, but probably this one.
The one on top?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Because at that point you would have had two, so yeah. That didn't do any good. Yeah. Yeah.
What happens to the elemental? Oh, it just stays there. Alright.
It is not a spark elemental.
Combat. Sure. Attack of Desolation Giant.
Black.
Make a jump.
Alright. They kill each other. Post combat.
He's a 3-3?
Yeah. Oh. No, Desolation Giant is 3-3, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Post combat, Hammer, Bogard, and Rakamar.
Oh,
that's okay. I thought it was gonna get some double strikey action, so that's alright.
It's not good. Well, no, actually, that works out better. Your turn.
All right, let's do this instead. I love this deck because I draw stuff up the top and I'm just like, this is now what I'm doing. I'll play a Kragenswick Cremator. 5/4. When it comes into play, discard a card at random. If you discard a creature card this way, it deals damage equal to its power, the discarded card's power to target player.
That's funny.
Discard a card at random.
You chose poorly.
Boldward Heavyweights. Oh! Damage! Six.
Ah! That was the card where I was debating playing it earlier, and I was asking Chewy what he would have gotten out of his library with it. And I think he settled on
Doom.
Because it could have blocked the Spectre Force.
Yeah, yeah. It'd been awesome.
So, no. Good thing I killed you. Alright. Okay.
Except you didn't play it.
So it's a good year.
Holy crap.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, if you...
11.
11?
Play of Planes.
I think inevitability is on Brian's side here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Conquering Manticore. And I'll hit you with the Cremator.
Okay. Go to 6.
Damn, then again, maybe not.
Your turn.
With you at 6, that gets dangerous.
Yeah, I really don't know what's going to happen.
I know you've got Burn in the deck. So him at a low life total is not safe. But then his deck is completely stupid.
Yeah.
I'll play what the other Hearth Cage Giant that I was going to replay earlier.
Oh.
Where did the elemental go?
I don't know, but here it is.
Oh, it's over there.
Combat.
All right. I need to read Hearth Cage Giant.
It does say target giant.
Oh, okay. Block. You have to sacrifice both elementals. Make it live.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yay, giant.
Please untap.
So he blocks with the Conquering Manticore, by the way.
Right.
So he didn't die.
And now if he
threatens something, I've got blockers anyway. So.
So, ha!
You should die now.
Not planning on it.
Anytime.
He's like, I'm working on it.
1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6. Desolation Giant with kicker. Destroy all other creatures.
Piss!
This is going to look really familiar.
Your turn.
You can play another cremator because I'm going to pee in my pants.
I'm not going to play another cremator.
Okay.
I'm going to play another Rock-A-Mar.
Good lord.
Go ahead. All I need for him to do is stop blowing up my stuff and I can win. And even if he keeps blowing up my stuff, it'll be okay.
Combat.
Sure.
Take a desolation to that.
Make a dude.
All right. They kill each other.
Okay.
Post-combat.
Hammerbook or Dracomar?
Hammerbook or Dracomar?
Let's do the time.
I need to take the ooze garden out of this deck. I can never use it when I want to. Are you done?
Yes.
Wait, no.
You said yes.
You're right, I said yes.
Okay. This is tight enough.
Mind trick.
You're right. This is tight enough. This is important. You got me.
Coalition Relic, by the way.
Coalition Relic. Go.
We are still recording.
End of turn, I'm going to Shield and Gorge you.
Five.
Sam thinks you're dumb for
speaking of destruction.
Jedi Mind Trick.
Alright. I was holding a Godsire the entire game. The three cards that I had in my hand when I played the Cremator were the Godsire, the Heavyweights, and the Third Earth and the Elemental. So you were getting clocked.
I was screwed. Okay.
All right. Good game.
That was great. Whew. The card I could have played when I said, wait, but was a Fireman Angel. You know, just to get it out there.
All right. How long have we been going?
Timer is now at 2.5 hours right there.
I guess that's okay. Good for that's good a live game. Yeah, that's three awesome games of Magic they right were, there.
Oh, very awesome.
That's awesome. Give my dice back.
Oh.
Not that awesome. You don't get to keep the dice.
You had to give me all of them. I just wanted these back around.
Oh, okay.
You totally play a Jet Desolation Giant, so I can totally play a Rock-A-Mar, so I can block your attack and you get a Hammer of Bogard in it.
Wow.
And then we start all over again.
Oh, you didn't shuffle the beacon back in. Okay. That would be Carrie, or Sam, I guess, would be the judge, since she shows more interest in Magic than Carrie does. Sam's kind of busy, though. So, she's just kind of looking around like, yo, man. Are you high? Oh, she got a real serious look. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that in front of everybody. I'm sorry for that. Okay, then, so...
Didn't mean to narc on you.
The narc. So what episode is this? Is it 167?
I don't even remember. I don't even know.
I think we're 167.
No clue.
We'll call it that. And if it's wrong, we'll you look at the number on the freaking episode.
If it's a different we'll episode number, you totally have to make the title episode 167.
No. So, final thoughts, Mike?
I really should have waited to try to, I don't know, I need more practice, so I won't make dumb mistakes. This is good practice. And I didn't make any dumb mistakes today.
That was just last night.
Not any massively stupid mistakes today.
I made a couple, but it turns out that it wouldn't have mattered.
Right. All right. I'm glad I got to play these three decks that I did. I haven't played them in forever. They're some of my personal favorites, so awesome.
Word.
I also enjoy the 60-card format, but I'm probably more looking forward to EDH, which you're not going to get to hear about. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Maybe I'll post about it later if it's successful or not successful.
Monster Grip!
My baby has Chewy in a death grip. Really, actually. If we don't have Chewy anymore, you know, it's because Sam killed him. And I can't get that hair off of her face. Thanks for listening.
An infant being held in someone's arms can evade... Okay, nothing. Oh, that's funny. She's squeezing my finger off and she's getting grinning at me. And that's Sam's fucking thought. Hi, baby. So, for me, then... I told Mike last night I really want to play the Beast deck. I really want to play the Graveyard deck. And I really want to play... the Ooze deck. And I got to play those three games, and everybody could hear them. and one of them won, and one of them was completely ineffective against you, but it was working. Yeah. And this one was pretty awesome because it was flowing smoothly if I didn't just up and die.
And I definitely made you up and die.
They did, yeah. So yeah, so go to the website. It's themanifold.com. I'm sure you're all sick of hearing that by now, but get used to it. Okay, sorry, I'll stop plugging the site now. And let us know if there's any suggestions or changes.
Plug the bear.
Plug the bear, and the bear will get you. It goes, right, ring the bear? Yeah, that's the sound of...
They can hear it, don't worry.
That's the sound of fear.
It's okay. Like that penguin on the old Bud Ice.
Doobie, doobie. Play Magic, but who are the penguins? Oh my god, did I get my sign-off from Bud Ice? Thank you very much. Shut up, Rainy, it's not that bad. I didn't drink Bud Ice because I was too young at the time, but still. Okay, then, so we're going to call this done. So Rainy will stop freaking out. So this has been episode whatever this is of Manipool. There might be a little bit more of Legend of Zelda after this. I can't remember how many different movements there are in the medley, but I think there's a bunch, so there probably will be. Okay, so thank you all very much for listening, and go play some magic. Doobie, doobie, doobie.